has to be Queens of the Stone Age.
No, it's Foo Fighters. No, I'm kidding. It's Queens of the Stone Age.
It has to be Queens of the Stone Age. Come on. Hijinks and Zoo Podcast number 33. We are packed to the brim in the HE studio.
Just like when I got into this country.
Yes.
Whoa.
Much like the back of a unmarked U-Haul repurposed van.
How many people does it take to pack the Rio Grande?
I don't know. Is this like a...
Is this one of those brain twisters?
No, it's like those ants where like 1,000 ants will sacrifice themselves to make a bridge.
Right.
So that like the other 100 can get across.
Yeah, but then the other 100 breed, and then there's a million.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a greater good.
The coyote. Like, we just paid him 20, and then... But if you wanted a quality one, that'd go about 50.
What are you talking about?
The coyote. He's the driver.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He transports.
I just figured you get... They say they're the bus. You remember that?
What?
When Xander and Killface are both blind. Wait, who are you guys? We're the bus.
Oh, yeah, that's
they
right.
They say they're the bus. Oh, well. It smells like despair in here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Hijinsu Podcast, number 33. In the studio today, like sardines in a can. That was good timing. Joel, myself, from hijinksandsue.com. To my next to me, Josh. The ever MacBooked Josh.
The brand new shiny MacBooked Josh.
Sporting his shiny, glossy, glassy MacBook.
Hot.
Who wants to fucking touch me?
I don't want
to
touch you.
I said, who wants to fucking touch me?
Wow. Wow.
I need an adult.
Sorry.
That was, so smooth.
That was like, where's my money? So touch my laptop. Next to Josh... A guest and visitor in Hijinks and Sue Studio is Nikki, sister to Denise.
That's awesome.
If you couldn't tell by her nearly incomprehensible accent, she's Denise's sister.
She said hello.
I couldn't understand. It was all pops and clicks in here. I couldn't understand anything.
Wow, and we're off.
Perfect English accent.
I still can't understand any of it.
It's,
Are we ordering?
You want the spicy?
Yeah, are we ordering the spicy? Because I can't handle too much of the spicy. Oh my god, I have a story to tell you about that. Next to her, Denise.
So casually racist. That's great.
Wow, you did good on your homework.
I do laugh tracks when I talk.
Yeah.
And I thought she was supposed to get the Kelly Bundy whistles.
I couldn't find all of them.
Well, get to work, because come on.
We're paying you for that.
Jesus Christ. Kelly Bundy whistles are
no-go. You need that sound from, like, Saved by the Bell, whenever Zach and Kelly finally kiss. And
right.
It's like, whoa!
Yeah, that's real hard to find. I've been looking
all week. Oh, she's more on camera than anybody else, because she's right at the end of it. So, there you go. Eli. Wow, that's from GarageBand.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. That's... that was a bail.
Yeah, that was a fail bail. Why don't you play your theme song? I haven't heard that in a long time.
Titan graphics on level 3. No more soundboard, please kill me. His grandma is so sleepy.
Ay 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 ay.
You know, while we're doing it, go ahead and play Josh's.
Bacon.
Fuck yeah.
Bacon.
I had bacon with lunch.
Gay man. Baby ham.
Josh. Shouldn't it be you had lunch with bacon?
What?
Like you had some lunch with your bacon?
It was a date. Yeah, it was a lunch date.
Him and bacon had lunch, yeah. And then they made love.
That's code for I ate the shit out of it.
That's reverse code for... No. Those songs, of course, by our friend Jeff Fardink at jefffardink.com with 3 Fs.
That's awesome.
Speaking of, you want the spicy? So, we went to the new Mac... We went to the Mac store in the mall maybe last weekend? I don't know. And They have a sushi joint there. And I wasn't...
Inside the Mac store?
Yes. In an iPod. It's tiny. It's horrible. That's going to get old real quick.
Yeah, it really will.
Jesus Christ, I feel like that's I'm awful. On an episode of fucking Everybody Loves like, Raymond or some shit.
Like Family Matters is happening right now. It's great.
Right.
Is that the one with Urkel?
Yes.
So I didn't expect too much from mall sushi, but I figured I'd give it a try. And right as I walk up there, this old couple sits down, and the guy was like Fred Sanford. He goes, they're like, he's like, yeah, she's like, I don't know what I want. The wife's like, I don't know what I want. Let me look at the menu. And he goes, I just have a black coffee. And like the two Asian chicks behind the counter just kind of look at each other for a while. And they're like, a black coffee? No black coffee? No black coffee. No black. We have tea? He's like, no, black coffee. We don't have coffee.
Elizabeth, I need coffee. I'm coming for you, Elizabeth. This is it.
Needless to say, he wasn't about to try any uncooked fish. So on this episode...
That was a good story.
...of Hijinks and Sue... No laughs? Thank you. On this episode of Hijinks and Sue podcast, we will be doing This Week in Internet. We'll be answering your questions from Mail Sack and all that jazz. Right now... At the top of the show, I'm going to remind you to go to hijinksandsuestore.com and check out two new designs in the store.
Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
You know,
funny.
I purchased one of the new designs in the store.
I need to give you a code for like free shipping or something.
That'd be awesome because you're just going to hand it to me.
Yeah.
Well, he'll hand it to you and then be like, shipping.
It's, you know, not necessarily.
$6. I mean,
Right now, I'm experimenting with having them drop ship from California, so I guess I could just have it shipped straight to your work or to your house or something. I don't know.
Whatever.
But anywho.
I'll make sure to power wash this one on like ultra high.
Yeah, let's
again,
be nicer to the shirts than you have been in
you
the
know,
past.
After you pointed that out, they have not degraded any further.
Do you see her shirt?
Yes.
That is one that was made before I was even having anything to do with it. That was when I was having a third party... printed the same way, but like this is before I'd even seen them. This was the first one I ever saw. It looked perfect. And yours are destroyed.
Yeah, you know what? I throw everything in the washing machine all at once.
With like a pile of rocks and
well,
a brick.
Stone washed. Yeah. Hello.
Acid washed. You do your own acid washing.
To my t-shirts.
To your jabots.
Oh no. Does anybody get that?
I don't know what jabots are.
Are you serious? Oh, you were like Chesky. Really poor in middle school, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What's that?
Jabots were, when I was about 11, they were the only jeans that you could wear and be cool, which means I didn't have any. But they were like super acid washed, nearly white. Like they were acid washed so much. Mm-hmm. Light blue. And then like sort of elasticy at the top and tight at the bottom. Kind of like kids wear now.
They were like...
They're like mom jeans
yeah, they're
for
like,
kids.
Yeah, they're like what Guidos would wear.
Yes.
Whoa.
They are a step above a tracksuit.
Right. They're denim tracksuits.
Jabot also...
God, that sounds so bad.
Jabot also pioneered around that same time the t-shirt with a hood on it. I don't know if you remember those at all. And I had to have one of those.
No, I knew better.
I got one. And then they weren't cool the next day, and so I just had it.
No, forever. It just sits in the closet, and you look at it every once in a while and hate yourself.
I'd wear it, and I was lame for wearing it, because all the cool kids wore it the semester before or whatever. So moving on into This Week in Internet. Anybody else got anything before we get started?
I have a small bit.
Go.
Okay. So as all of our longtime listeners know, I was absent last week.
I can't even keep track of when you're here or not here. Oh, that's right. There's supposed to be an epic story.
Right. And then there was an epic event.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know I didn't tell you. I don't know if I told you guys or not.
And you didn't tell me because you're mean, right?
Well, because I wanted your real reaction on the air.
Okay.
So last week, while you were recording, and this is actually funnier because I listened to last week's Bo show, which makes this funnier now.
Okay.
While you were recording.
Uh-huh.
The podcast.
You were recording a porn.
I was filming a porno.
You did it?
I wasn't in it. I was filming it.
Wow. Wait. So you were just the cameraman?
I was the lighting assistant, and I operated camera B.
Is this from the same people that tried to get you to be in one?
Yes.
Do you know these people, or is it just an acquaintance?
They approached a friend of mine that lives way down in Dallas, who's actually in charge of filming the whole thing.
Josh, you don't have better porn music than that?
This is what it takes for Eli to get off.
Actually, I'm sitting back in kind of awe, because I didn't know this story was coming.
Wow. So,
do you know how hard I had to fight not to tell you about that? Because
I want to go out on a limb.
Is this real or like an elaborate hoax? Because I came in late.
I have photos I took on set, which I can show you.
I don't want that.
I do want to see those. B, I'm just going to go out on a limb and assume it was a gay porn.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Now, the handful of photos that I did snap, there's no actual nudity in the photos. I took them at opportune times.
Oh, so it was a clean porn.
Oh, God, no. No. No.
Are you at liberty to say like what company is releasing it? Or
it was for Bear Films.
It's called Bear Films. Are they based in Dallas?
No. They're based in San Diego.
Is that where you were?
No. I was here.
Is there a gay time portal warp that you go through to film pornos?
No, They... Okay, the way they do it is they have one or two of their stars, and there's extra quote fingers.
Hey, here's a good
that.
Question from Rickmas. Was Josh a fluffer?
No, Josh was not a fluffer.
That's Rick.
God damn it, Rick.
That's Rick?
Yeah.
That's Rick.
I didn't know Rickmas was Rick.
Yeah, yes, that's Rick.
Oh, okay. Hi, Rick.
No, I was not a fluffer. That was not in my contract.
I see. Were you compensated?
No. I got to watch.
That was payment enough.
Actually, the whole thing was really surreal.
Were you a bright, shining star?
What does that mean?
When you unzipped your pants, pulled out your dick, and went, "You're a bright shining star." And
No, they thought it was pretty cool. I don't know.
Is this for real? Are you?
Wait, what?
Is this real?
They tried to get him to be in one like a month ago.
That was like two months ago.
2 months ago.
Actually, that was back in March.
Like
3 months ago.
Whenever.
Whenever March was.
Wait, what?
Denise has got a look on her face like a parent.
No, I don't.
Having
no,
a
I don't.
Child?
No, I don't.
Like a child telling a parent, like,
that's
I'm pregnant.
Yeah. I'm pregnant with gay sex.
You're what?
I'm pregnant with gay porn.
Right. So,
that's worse than being pregnant, by the way.
I spent the afternoon filming fat hairy dudes going at it.
How long does it take to make that porn?
All said and done, the entire... Because we only filmed one scene.
Do you know the name of the movie yet?
No, I have no idea. Okay. I'll find out.
And
later.
A scene means one fuck section and one location.
You know what's awesome?
Right?
Last week we were talking about space porn, and now God, I really hope it was a space porn.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Then it wasn't worth
There was
it.
A sling, so you could pretend it was zero gravity.
Is there always a sling? That's all you ever talk about.
Wait, what? A sling?
Look at her face!
I'll show you.
There are
you
things
pictures.
You can do when the other person is hanging from the ceiling by a contraption that you can't do when one of you is not doing that.
Joel gets it.
And spin him around. And
no, you can't.
Straight
do that.
People do it
that
too.
That doesn't work.
Well, with straight people, it does.
Oh, maybe I missed that feature.
Because you have more hole options.
Wow.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah. So I thought I would share. This is why I missed last week's.
So were you getting artistic with like, no, I need to get from this angle, like, or were you being directed?
I was being directed at times for like what I needed to be capturing, like where the magic happens.
Right. I believe they call it the money, but yes.
Whatever.
God damn it.
But no, it was really funny. The whole scene edited together is probably only going to be about 10 minutes long, but we filmed for about
four. What's wrong with them? Oh,
it's just one scene in an hour long porno.
I see.
But the whole we shot for about 4 hours, four and a half hours. Like there was like you know break time, got to cool off, got to drink some water. You know you can't keep hydrated because
I got a
very strenuous.
You don't want to get the gush.
Yeah, no, God, no, that would be terrible. But the parts that I enjoyed the most, and
I'm enjoying Denise's facial expressions more than anything you're talking about.
But it was after. The cum shot happens, and then everybody has to freeze. Okay,
sure.
Everybody, you know, everybody freeze. Nobody, like, don't put your hand in it. Don't get it messy or anything. Like,
because
we have to get video coverage of that, because that's important. But
so you, like, tear everything down and move and zoom
Star
in?
Trek. Okay, yeah. So that happens. Then...
Space Force.
Play
space
Predator space. Music.
Then we have to basically refilm the, like, the event, but with, like... facial close-ups on everyone else that was involved. And so everybody
really do that?
Yes. Oh God, it was.
I can't believe a porn puts that much into it.
It was so hilarious. Like, it's basically dudes faking orgasm, and it's on film, and so they're really hamming that shit up for the camera.
Wow.
It was
wow. Wow.
It was.
Didn't expect this when you were. I'm gonna go visit Denise on the podcast. It'll be fun.
It'll be super gay.
It was one of the funniest Sundays or Saturdays of my life.
So Rick says, "Do you add sound effects later?" I want to know. Do they do ADR for gay porn?
During the scenes where if the director is talking at the time to like,
yeah,
then that gets dubbed over.
So but they're actually redubbing.
Well, they don't like.
Shut up.
They don't re-record.
That's some voice acting you can do.
They
Joel.
Shut up your hole. They should hire me. Yeah, and the guy's got a different voice throughout the whole thing, and then I come in and I'm like,
that's actually very convincing. There was some of that.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. Like, they're like, you go into a sound booth and you're like, here are your lines.
Okay, so how and what's my motivation? You're getting fucked in the ass.
Oh, okay.
How hard? Really hard.
Daytime,
really hard.
Daytime, nighttime.
Yeah, it's just like 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, got it. Roll.
All right. You're a bitch!
So anyway.
How's that? Is it levels are good on that? Little more? Okay, a little bit more intensity. There's an Asian director that I don't understand going, more intensity! And I'm like, what? Okay.
James Bond? Red Pack?
Lat Pack? Which Bond was she telling him to be? Timothy Dalton or something?
Yeah.
She was giving him a specific Bond.
Yeah.
Lat Pack? All right. So that's wow. I mean, that's great. Gotta have hobbies. What is that, a dolly?
Oh, yeah. No, I got to also operate the dolly camera, too. It was actually pretty cool.
Oh,
wait, it's on a track.
Okay.
Was this a high definition?
This is not the contraption that I'm thinking of. This is just a very simple contraption here. I'm talking about
a
full-on harness, which basically, like, the woman would typically wear a harness, and then there are hooks from the ceiling, and you can hook on, like, 6 different ways.
That's just taking it too far.
Well, I'm thinking there'd be weight restrictions on this particular porn, so. Why are his socks on? That's not hot. Plug That's like when straight porn.
We're
the
only,
chick has
we're only
high
filming
heels.
From like the waist up.
We're only filming from the nuts to the chin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that hijacked the whole first fucking 30 minutes of the show.
The hell
thanks.
Just happened?
Oh, I know. There's another. I should. Oh, here we go.
Oh my dear God! Wow, that pose is very majestic.
This whole thing was so surreal.
Oh, no.
Why is there 3 dudes?
Why not?
Isn't there? Yeah.
Why
is he wearing chaps?
Wait, was this a high-definition camera?
Those are chaps, dude. Oh, do they have a red one or something?
Because nobody needs that much detail.
Wow. So,
So, wait, how do you know these people?
From being gay.
I know the guy that's filming. I've known him for years. Oh. And he's actually, he just started doing porno shoots for Bear Films about a year ago.
Hey, okay, so here's a question.
I know because I was watching one, and then I realized that
he was watching it with you, and he was in it.
No,
it's like that's me.
I'm like, they're like walking like through the house, like into the back, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know what house that is. What the fuck?
God.
And then I like fast forward to the credits at the end, and I'm like, holy shit, when did he start making pornos? And then I called him and was like, when did you start making pornos? And he's like, I'm doing one this weekend. You should totally come and help out. And I was like, sweet.
Wow.
And then I told Joel, I can't do your podcast this weekend. I have so many better things to do.
That's a pretty good reason, actually.
Wow.
That's actually an acceptable reason. And I'd also like to say it's the first time I've ever seen gay porn.
Ha-ha! Dangly parts.
You do not want those in straight porn. Let me ask you this. Is there a stigma attached to gay porn like there is if, let's say a straight couple and the girlfriend's like, I want to do porn. That would probably lead to an argument.
Probably.
If it was 2 dudes, would it be like, fuck yeah, do some porn?
It depends on the couple. Sometimes there's the guy that has feelings and he's a whiny bitch, and in that case you're going to have problems.
That's not you.
But actually, one of the strangest things about the whole event, as it were, was that one of the guys, because they have the talent that they flew in from San Diego.
The talent.
And then they bring a couple of local guys
the
in.
The husky, cockstrong bastard from San Diego.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, do they have aliases? Like, yeah. Porn names?
But they're not exciting. They're just, like, different names.
Oh, it isn't like,
Which actually...
Dirk Butler.
No, it's, no, this, it's this, like...
That reminds me,
like
I
Jack,
actually...
Jack Hammer Johnson.
Jack Hammer Cockstrong.
I need a porno name.
Meat Cockhammer.
I need a porno name for the credits.
Oh, wow. This is an opportunity.
Yeah. So, hey, fancy bastards, you're going to have to be mailing that shit in soon.
Junk.
Nice.
I see
junk
what you
box.
Did
box.
What?
Junk box. Jizzcoat.
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 Josh. Josh Jizzcoat.
Baby hands.
No, no, his first name was definitely Jeff.
That's what somebody else
no,
said.
It's actually, yeah, I actually told him
first
my first name
is
Jeff,
Jeff,
but I didn't know what my last name was going to be.
Jeff. Baby hands. Jeff Junkbox.
It's terrible. Anyway, but.
Baby hand butt fucking.
That's awful. That's awful.
Oh my God. But no, the, one of the odd things is that the talent showed up first.
Fuck the rest of this podcast. I just want to talk about this.
The talent showed up first, and I recognized the guy because I have, you know, some of his other work.
Sure.
And then
his
the local guys.
Stuff,
the,
before he sold out.
The local guys started showing up, and I knew one of them from singing in chorale years ago, and I was like,
wow.
Oh, this is
the small world.
Odd.
So he's like, he walks up, he's like, oh, wait, Josh, are we going to be fucking?
Yeah, I was like, no.
No, not in this one. Was there a story?
Was, what?
Was there a story?
What do you
is
mean?
There stories in gay porn? Like,
oh,
is there a,
okay,
a plot,
so here's,
a premise?
Here's why this actually happened.
I'm here to fix the cable. Let's fuck. Okay.
There was a big gay party thing, I don't know, that in New Orleans
okay.
a couple
okay.
months ago, and it was right the weekend that Ike hit, and so the first half of the porno was filmed
no,
in New Orleans.
No, that's how God planned it.
Sure, whatever. So actually, if you look at that photo that I sent out, there's like little Mardi Gras masks hanging on the back wall.
I don't want to look at it again.
Creepy than anything.
I don't want to look at it. It's already my desktop.
But apparently, the story portion of the porno was filmed on location in New Orleans, and we were just doing the fucking.
That is
how
the,
applicable. That's the first time you've been able to use that.
The only time that has been appropriate.
You are a real hooker.
That too.
So
wow.
And that's my story.
Wow, you win. We might as well pack up now.
Yeah, just shut it off.
God damn.
Ow!
So, there's that.
Oh, and I'll let you know when it finally comes
Stop
out.
Stop saying and. Stop having more. Oh my God. Okay, your first name's Logjammer. Jeff Logjammer.
Wow.
Carl Hungus. Let's move on to This Week in Internet for the love of sweet, merciful baby Jesus. Number one thing.
It's a sausage.
I'm going to have to rein this
Rick
in.
Rick linked a porn star name generator.
Oh. All right.
I don't even want to say it. I don't know what
that. Can I beg that we move on?
Carry on.
I don't know. Are you running the show or not?
Yeah, I don't know. I think gay porn's running it now. As like a co-host, number one, you have a new MacBook, Sergeant Jam. Close that. Get your head back in the game, Daddy Darkholer.
Oh God! I almost fell backwards out of the chair.
Jeff Darkhole.
That's my Star Wars name.
That was your Knights of the Old Republic name. Oh. Mine was Dark Wing Duck.
Are you serious? You fucking retard.
Wow.
Dark Wing Duck. So, number one, you have your new MacBook. You have the one they just announced 2 days ago or whatever. It's sleek, it's shiny, it's pretty. Do you care to say anything about it at this point, or is it just...
Really like the new keyboard.
It's the same one that's been on everything else for a long time, which was drastically better than every other keyboard in the world.
The screen is brighter, and the backlighting thing is also brighter.
The glossiness doesn't bother you?
No. I've had glossy before.
No.
I actually prefer it that way.
Why?
The matte actually, like, degrades the color. It's passing through a light diffuser.
Yeah, but all the stuff you can see that isn't supposed to be there fucks with
it too. My house is a fucking cave.
Oh, well, that's something.
So it's not a problem.
Other people don't. All right. Max Payne comes out this weekend. Does anybody plan to see that?
None of that.
You know, I was... No.
Okay.
Let me
ask my question.
Let
me ask my question. Do you want to see it out of morbid curiosity?
Yeah, mostly.
Here's my question about Max Payne. I didn't play the game, but you all did, I'm sure.
Yes,
It was an FPS with bullet time, basically. That was it, right?
It was third person, but
Third person shooter, but bullet time. So yes. It's like I'm slow, and then every game did that. Okay,
yeah, more or less.
Was there any element of the supernatural in that? Because the commercials seem to make me think there's supernatural things in the movie.
The commercial, I think, is reinterpreting something. The first game had nightmare.
The devil is planning his army.
Yeah, whatever. The first game had nightmare levels that were like kind of weird and surreal.
But then there's a guy with wings.
I don't know. I don't actually have context for it because I don't know what they're going to say it is in the movie. I took that to mean that... like, the angel of death was claiming his life because he was dragging the dead body away or
but
something.
But the game had nothing of that.
There were no actual demons in the game.
This is the one with Marky Mark in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger story here, actually, is that Marky Mark is the...
Marky Mark's going to be like, is he fighting the mob or anything?
No.
Who's he fighting?
So how do your mom fool me?
Yeah, who's he fighting? He's like, hey, mobster, you're a mobster. I like that about you. Say, how do your mom fool me?
So in the game, he's fighting... he basically uncovers a cover-up by a pharmaceutical company. And
hey,
they
pharmaceutical
send,
company! I like that about you. So how do you mom?
That doesn't make sense.
You're a goat.
Okay, so you know the big thing about him not, like... not
he does
liking
not
that,
dig that skit, which
yeah.
is the only funny thing SNL's done in 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I just heard this audio this afternoon.
Douche.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
And they played the audio. They played that skit for him while he was there. And he does not find this funny
no,
at all.
No, no.
Don't do that. No.
I think I may have found the video if you want to hear the audio.
Sorry.
I only want to hear his reaction. I don't want to hear the whole thing.
Well, no. Yeah, his reaction's on here.
That wasn't it.
Because he threatens Andy Samberg. Like a,
what?
He also says he'll never host SNL, but I'm like, you should never
Nobody
host it for different reasons.
Really cares.
He's such a douchebag.
That was actually one of our links for later, so that's good.
Max Payne is the baddest...
All right, I'm gonna
skip all this shit. I don't think. Max Payne, you're a bad motherfucker. I like that about you.
What the hell? They're showing like pictures of like the game, and it's all like old school shitty.
Now this Andy Samberg did a sketch. If those people
kill that motherfucker.
Don't mind me showing it, but here, let's take a look. Now I'm gonna talk to a chicken.
Marky Mark's like, is that me?
How's it hanging?
I don't remember filming that.
People want to eat you, but I just want to talk to you, okay? We should do a film together. What do you think?
That's so great.
So how do you mama for me?
Listen, I'm not joking around, okay? This is the real thing. I mean, this could be huge.
Yeah, I hate it when people do accurate, funny impressions of me.
How do you mother for me, all right? Now, that was an impersonation of you talking to animals. I'm not sure why exactly, but it. Did you think it was funny?
You know what?
Look at his reaction.
Kid, I'm going to crack that big nose in there.
Wow.
Oh, he's being funny about that then.
No, you should look at him. His face is like all...
I think his face
Wait,
is
can he actually
on.
Make
he's
a face like that?
Joking.
You know, I don't play
he's
that.
Half joking. He's
half joking. Okay, well, the link that I got on here was that...
I'm going to go to New York.
There was an interview...
that
he was telling it like a magazine or something that I'll never host that show. That show hasn't been funny
oh,
in 10
that.
Years. All that's true. That's mm-hmm. fine. But not because they did one funny skit. That's stupid. Anyway, he seems like
he's
a
douchebag.
I'm sorry, what are we listening to now?
It's Chibo Mato.
All right, whatever.
Chibo Mato?
Yeah.
With Sean Lennon and those two hyper... Wait, are you guys Chibo Mato?
I don't know what you're talking
Never
about.
Mind. It's funny if you knew who they were.
Well.
Dumbass.
They're Asian. What can I say?
We're not all one person.
So, okay. I watched... Marky Mark's a dick. I watched, to give it a chance, David Alan Greer's Chocolate News.
Oh.
Did anybody else watch that?
No, wait, just awful. Tell me how bad it was.
It was a good C effort. It was a good C.
He so went, it
what
was
is he
like
doing?
Eddie
so
Murphy.
So it'll be on Comedy Central for at least 2 years.
Oh, dude, it was leaps and bounds above Mencia. I mean, and that was like their highest rated show for years. So it's probably got a 17-year deal lined up. I mean, okay, the premise of the show is that it were a news program about black people only. But it's not really a news program. That premise is so thin that they don't even keep it going within the show. It's a veiled sketch comedy show. It just like Mencia, it's sort of an attempt to recapture Chappelle. But David Alan Greer is no Chappelle, so it's kind of strange. A few of the sketches were actually funny-ish, and maybe it could go somewhere towards being funny. But it was unnecessary, and it was very thick. It was very heavy-handed on, this is about being black. Whereas Chappelle was like, this is funny. Also, we're black.
Right.
David Alan Greer's show.
Do you remember? I can't say it.
Well,
you wouldn't be happy.
What,
with
the
me.
Milk?
Yeah, with the family. Yeah, that's.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That was very much.
But no,
that
was awesome.
No. That was a skit. The whole point was this is funny no matter who you are, and it's being made by a black guy, and it's written by a white dude. That was that show, and it was magic in a box, and you can't capture it twice. David Alan Greer's show is like, we're super black. Here's a bunch of black comedy. Aimed at white people. like it was not.
Oh, no.
This
failed.
Is not. I don't think this is a show that black people would actually find all that funny. I think David Alan Greer's kind of. I don't think In Living Color was for black people. I think it was aimed
For white people.
So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Like the angry black clown. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
And plus, none of those guys were that. In Living Color was funny, but not that funny. So, anyway. You know, like I said, it's a C. If there's nothing else on, it's about as funny as Sarah Silverman for different reasons. So watch it, I guess. I recorded one. I won't be watching it again. But first real story of the night. Last week we talked about a guy, or week before last, I can't remember, about two guys that got in a fight over like World of Warcraft, and a guy flew from Germany and murdered a guy.
That was 2 weeks ago because I was here.
Okay. So now a dude has stabbed his wife to death for changing her Facebook status to single.
Hey. Wow,
you're just waiting for that.
That's cold.
Oh my god.
Wait. Cold-blooded.
Thank you.
You're awful people.
Yeah, so apparently they separated, he moved out, and the next day he checks her Facebook and it says single. And so he got a knife and stabbed her to death. Poor!
Wow.
You change your Facebook status, bitch! Like, that's pretty fucked up.
Wow. That's...
Like, if she put it's complicated, we've just strangled her. Put her head in a dryer? I don't know.
Like, so does that mean, like...
I don't
know.
So,
how do you do that?
Like, slam it a couple
of
times.
Cut it off, or?
Now I'm curious if, like, I'm gonna go to Barack Obama's, like, Facebook.
Just, like,
and when he, like, if he's nominated president, it's, like, new job. It's, like, president of the USA.
Bitches.
Yeah.
That's his LinkedIn profile.
2009 to present.
To forever. To suck it. Yeah, I don't know. That's... that's just so fucked up. That's like a bad Twitter post could like lead to having your junk cut off and thrown in a dumpster behind a fucking bar or something. That's
horrible.
The rumor is that actual Sarah Palin is going to be on SNL tomorrow night.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be like Tina Fey doing hers, and then she just kind of walks
gonna
in.
She's
going to
walk in,
and,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
Hillary's done that. Yeah. Janet Reno's done that.
Janet Reno is funny, though.
Oh, good. My God.
Will Ferrell's Janet Reno was so
funny.
It was
pretty
it was
dead on.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
It was so...
Janet Reno's dance party. All right, everybody dance.
Oh, my
and she danced just like that. That's so good.
She busts through a wall like a robot.
Yeah, that's right.
And he looked more like her than she did. And in the same respect, if Tina Fey and Palin were in the same room, you'd be like, why are there two Sarah Palins but one of them's cute?
Right.
Like, wait, what's going on?
One of them is unretouched.
Yes, exactly. Mustachioed whore. She's like a guy riding.
She's like a guy riding
a big tire bicycle from the 1910s. She's got wax. She's like oink oink. Good morning to you, kind gentleman. Just riding my large tire bicycle. Huzzah! Good day. Hello, Governor. Sarah Palin here.
Hello.
Hello, hello. She's a chimney sweep now. Shake me hand. It's good luck, Governor.
Wait, does that mean that she has supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Yes, that wasn't funny.
That was funny. That was really I laughed at that so hard.
That was funny
for the first 10 seconds, and then like every other SNL skit by minute 16, I was crying.
Shut up. What was that? Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Her rendition.
She was good.
Julie Andrews is terrifyingly accurate.
Yeah. It was dead on.
I wouldn't be surprised if she brought that to the table. If she was like, I do a frightening Julie Andrews.
She did a movie with Julie Andrews, like where she played her granddaughter.
Oh, the princess movie. Princess
yeah, so she like learned it very well.
Yeah,
she has such poise.
Yeah. So anyway,
You need to get the turd merger audio clip.
Oh God.
No. But yes.
Don't tell me no. Fucking do it.
To rephrase, Sarah Palin, the large tire bicycle riding chimney sweep, is going to be on SNL.
Suck my cock! I'll murder your family!
Oh, no, you can't say that. The Secret Service will be here, and that's considered a threat.
It is. Did you hear about the kid? I didn't link this. Did you hear about the kid that wrote a zombie story and is getting a felony charge?
What?
In Kentucky, any threat made against a school or government institution is a felony. This kid's like 17. He wrote a zombie story for like creative writing that takes place in a school. His grandparents found it and called the cops, thinking he was going to go like zombie Columbine or something.
Zombine,
and he got arrested, and he is facing potential felony charges.
You have got to be fucking kidding me
for writing a fictional zombie story.
Was it? I wonder if it was any good.
You know, they never really are, and he's in high school, so probably not. But where do you draw that line? Like, if it was in space, would NASA come arrest him? Like, don't joke about space in Kentucky.
Cuckoo.
We don't like that.
Breaking news, zombies invade elementary school. News at 11.
And space.
Space porn zombie films. And your children. What's killing them? In your kitchen. Zombies, can we trust them? One zombie had this to say. This journalist thinks not.
Was that a Wookiee? Okay, that was a terrible Wookiee.
Just do that. Just do that all night.
Yeah, that's the entire rest of the podcast.
Wait, can I be
the Tuscan Raider?
The
Tuscan Raider in reverse?
Yeah, from Tuscany.
Yeah, that's cheating.
You know, because when you just use words that are real and pretend they're from space.
It's a trap.
It's a Nubian. You know, like from Naboo. A Nubian.
God.
Shut up.
Wait, does that mean that Padme was a Nubian princess?
It does.
Oh my god.
Well, she was a queen. She was a Nubian queen.
Whatever.
So.
She was probably the princess first.
Where are we time wise? 38 minutes.
We're right up to the point where I go get another beverage. Anybody?
Well, then get me a Coke, please.
Right. Yes, diet, whatever.
Okay.
No, they're drinking their fish egg dirt water.
What's that? Okay.
Dirt water fish egg tea. Do we have to wait for him?
Nope. Carry on. We should lock him out. In the room.
So you said your sister was back. Are you attending school?
I go to Baylor.
Where's that?
Waco?
That's in Texas, right?
Yeah.
That's where that compound went to.
Oh, is that
shit.
Where the school is? Is that where you live?
Yes.
Doesn't it say nothing could ever happen in Waco ever again? Because they'd be like, 15 years ago, that guy went crazy.
Oh, no, like, I think either last year or a couple years ago, like, the basketball players killed a cat. Yeah.
And that overshadowed David Koresh.
I guess, I don't know.
They were
like,
trying.
They skinned it and tortured it and everything. I was
thinking. Oh, God!
Yeah, it was horrible.
That's not lols at all.
No, because it was like a local cat too that visited a restaurant a lot, so the restaurant got really angry with Baylor.
There is nothing raffle about that.
No. But the shooting.
That's horrible.
What's this?
We were making small talk while you were gone.
About somebody getting
about
shot.
About cat murder.
Josh is back.
Yay.
Hey.
He's the neighbor.
Woo-hoo.
He he's the gay neighbor from downstairs.
What's up,
bitches?
Wait. What was the old man's name in Three's Company?
Mr. Furley? Or Curly? Mr. Roper? That was Mr. Roper and Mr. Furley.
Which one was Don Knotts?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Mr. Furley.
I don't remember. Which one had a real problem with Jack Knotts?
That was
really
Mr. Roper, okay. And Mr. Furley was the one with the extremely horny, like, wife. Which was always disturbing as a small child.
Maybe I missed those
episodes. I watched
all
the 80s TV with my mom when I was little and didn't understand any of it. And then, like, 5 years ago or something, I was, like, looking at something about Three's Company. I was like, wait, he was pretending to be gay? Like, what? That just... Like, I didn't get any of that when I was a kid.
He's gay.
Anyway. First thing... I might skip this one. Let's for time's sake. Did everybody see the pictures, the new Star Trek pictures?
Yes.
Oh my god, those are awesome!
Doesn't that get you a little bit excited?
Yeah, it does.
A little sure bit does. Of. A... Did you watch Sunny?
Little. Yeah,
I didn't. Don't spoil it, please,
guys. All I'm saying here is, did he get a little bit hard? did he get a little bit hard? Let's not talk about it, Charlie. All right, you need to watch that.
There's a little turtle head poking out.
Sorry. So you've all at least seen that one, right?
Turd merger.
Yeah.
With turd. The turd.
The turd merger.
Yeah, you scream it now. Scream it.
Oh, my God.
What Artemis says.
I'm going to flash my nips.
Oh, my God.
Best line ever.
Artemis?
I don't know. I would
creeps me I can't look away.
I would throw... What was a bit like, hey, boys, I wax my asshole.
No, I bleach,
my asshole. Hey, boys, I bleach my asshole.
What? They were going to find out anyway.
She has like a pseudo southern accent. Like it's really so a really weird accent.
I so love weird. That.
She's pretty good. Okay, so anyway, Star Trek. So it made your nips a little hard to
oh my
see
God.
These pictures. Despite the hard. Fact that on the cover of Entertainment Weekly they look like plastic
oh,
people.
Yeah, they look
okay.
It's gross.
Quinto as Spock. I'm thinking they actually toned down the arch of his eyebrows for this. But he might as well be Spock. He has the same face as a young Leonard Nimoy.
This
really
is really
bizarre. The Kirk guy, I can kind of see it and kind of don't see it at all.
He looks cocky enough.
Yeah, he looks douchey.
He looks
so
like an asshole.
Fine.
So yeah. I buy that. And the haircut's right.
It's going to come down to how well he delivers.
No, he's not
going
to do any
that.
Of
that. Oh,
he's not
going to
do any of that. Why is he in a black shirt and they're all in Spider-Man print uniforms?
Okay, if you actually look carefully, they're all in the black shirts and then they have an overshirt for the color.
He doesn't have the
overshirt. Whether or not that's for the whole movie or not,
well,
I don't
Kirk
know.
For the first,
I have already studied every pixel of these photos.
For the first season, Kirk, or I don't know if it was towards the beginning or the end, but Kirk had his own uniform that didn't conform to anybody else's. So I don't know if
because he was fabulous,
he was. He had like a lime green number going on. I don't really care much for Nero here. This tattoo-headed Romulan played by Eric Bana.
He looks like Tom Cruise, though. Like, look at it.
Oh, that's just a picture of Tom Cruise.
Oh,
that's at Scientology headquarters.
Damn it.
Is that Eric Bana, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Also, there's a picture of the Enterprise explosioning. Though it might not be, because these numbers don't conform to the Enterprise call sign.
Where's the other... There's the other ship. Do you have the other picture?
I must not have this picture.
Oh, there's another one of like a full shot of... A ship that's
well,
not the Enterprise.
These
I think
numbers
is that.
514 do not appear in NCC 1701, so I'm guessing that's not the Enterprise blowing up. But I'm going to say don't blow up the Enterprise since they did that in the last three movies, so don't do it again. But I'm enthusiastic. Any thoughts?
I
hooray,
can't
hooray.
Eli, you don't care about Star Trek,
right?
My
nipples are hard just thinking about it.
No, yeah,
you
I do.
You get some Sunny quotes. You need the nipple quotes from Sunny. Dude, feel my nips.
Later, bitches.
That's all I got. No, I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know, I'm kind of movied out.
What?
Like, I want to wait. It's not coming out until next year, though, right?
Yeah,
summer.
So, fuck it. I don't put too much thought into it. I'm giving it the Iron Man approach, where I kind of was like, you know what? It'll probably be awesome. I'm not even going to think about it.
You know, the one thing that was weird was the bridge of the Enterprise was all like... printed on glass. That was kind of weird.
It looks cool, though.
It looks cool, but I didn't get a very Star Trek feel from it.
Well, it's supposed to be a reboot anyway, so...
Still wearing the same uniform.
Before Batman Begins came out, you were all like, that doesn't look like the Batmobile at all! That's exactly what it sounded like.
Maybe that was somebody else that talks like a 5-year-old little girl. I don't know. Were you at a preschool?
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that Batmobile looks like shit. Oh. Well, I can't believe that at all, Goofy. Oh. I can't even suspend disbelief.
Really?
No. That Shaggy was Scooby there.
What?
Relax. Relax, Mickey.
Oh my god.
He just randomly shows up.
Whoa! Hey, Scoob and Mickey! What are we all doing here? Zoinks!
So, we're walking through the mall. We're walking through the Frisco Mall yesterday, and they have a Disney store, and they have a Goofy that has flown through the window and is flying
I've
out.
Seen that.
We walk past that. My daughter is 18 months old. She points up at it and goes, monkey.
That's awesome. I love it.
It made her crack up. She's like, as we're walking off, she's just going, monkey. Like, what a stupid monkey. She's
chuckling to herself. That's awesome.
That's,
she must have been listening to the podcast about the waiter monkeys.
Yes. Goofy waiter monkeys.
You're really an irresponsible parent if you let your daughter listen to this podcast. Really.
Yeah, because she would get it. Whatever, dude.
Hey, whenever she learns the words gay porno, you're going to regret that statement.
Yeah, when you teach her those words, I'll regret it. When she says, why is Uncle Josh wrestling with the big hairy man? I'm going to say...
It's because he has something stuck in his throat.
We need to talk about... Yeah, he's trying to fish it out for him. He has trouble going to the bathroom, and this man's going to help him.
Just going to clean some...
He's going to shake things up.
Terrible.
Also, he's a bad, bad man.
That is terrible.
Oh, I think we're dead.
Oh, internet-wise?
Oh, wait, no, it's fine.
Come on. What?
Wait. Yeah, it's back.
Bam!
And we're back.
We're back.
97.1.
Okay, I need to borrow the audio for a second.
Oh, now we're back.
Oh, well, it's going to go like...
Whatever.
All right.
We'll make it.
Headphones, everyone.
Oh, watch out, everyone.
Okay. On the air, producing.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the?
Is it secret?
It wasn't bad at all. Did you see the Batman Adam West versus the Penguin debate that was eerily similar to the Obama McCain debates?
No. What?
I heard about it, but I didn't watch it.
Holy shit, dude! Let me pull this up. Just listen to the first 30 seconds.
It's from
of
the
it.
Original Batman TV show.
Yes, and it's real. It's not doctored. Let's make sure we can all hear this when it comes on.
Lead off the debate. Friends and fellow citizens.
Friends.
I want to give you my solemn word that there will be no mudslinging in this campaign. Unless, of course, my opponent slings it. But I intend to stick to the issues. Now, what are the issues? There is only one. Batman. Who is he? Who
Dude! Is this?
Acrobatic clown who somersaults around Gotham City in a ridiculous costume. I suggest that behind that mask.
Yeah, so there you go.
Headphones.
It's not that bad.
Oh, give me one more.
It's really not that bad. So
you can't just say it and make it true.
The penguin says,
God damn it.
We're not gonna be doing any mudslinging unless that one does it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then the only real issue is, who is Batman? We don't know Batman. Who is he? I don't know him. Dude, that's fucking bizarre.
Wow.
The whole thing plays out like the first two debates. Like, it's just, it might as well have been verbatim. I think they were studying this before the debates.
I was going to say, I wonder if the speechwriters for both Obama and, like, McCain just were like, fuck it, let's just get together.
Yeah.
Start smoking a big bowl, and they're, like, watching.
Oh, no.
Do you remember?
They did
like,
this.
TBS on, like, a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was, like, seven episodes in a row.
They did this separately, and the Obama camp was going, Obama's just like Batman, and McCain's camp was going, oh my god, the Penguin! He's just like McCain! So, anyway... watch the rest of that video. The link's in the question notes here, but goddamn, that was bizarre.
Wait, does that mean Joe Biden is Robin?
It means he's Alfred.
No.
Oh, God.
That makes a lot more sense.
He's Alfred. That means Eartha Catwoman Kitt Catwoman is Michelle. Eartha Kitt Catwoman, not the other.
Palin?
Not Julie Newmar or whatever.
Wait, so Batman did knock up Catwoman?
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, what was it that Obama said at the dinner thing last night? That Fox News had accused him of fathering two African-American children?
That he got that from The Daily Show, I think.
It was funny, yeah, regardless.
Anyway. Okay. So there's that. I don't care too much about this, but they still plan on going forward with an Avengers movie, and there's a possibility Hulk is going to be the villain carried straight over. What with all these incestuous comic book movies now? I don't.
They make money.
Yes, but Ka-ching! Let's pretend that doesn't matter. What do you think of all this?
I don't know. People,
all these Marvel movies flowing into each other.
Hulk was well done.
They in the comic book series did flow all into each other. They turned into Civil War. And the villain was the Hulk.
Well,
and it was good. It was a good read.
I mean, you know, Marvel Universe crosses over constantly. I mean, this is the...
Well, no. But they completely consolidated
their
entire...
This is the first time, I think, in movie history, if not comic book movie history specifically, that multiple franchises are converging around a single theme and possibly with the same actors. That's just different. I don't know.
It's awesome. I eagerly await the train wreck that will inevitably result.
Or like this. Total awesomeness only in one of probably about four or five of those movies.
Yeah.
It'll be like The Matrix.
Captain America was frozen in the ice on the Hulk DVD.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
Gay.
There's an
alternate intro to Hulk. Uh-huh. Where he's trudging through the Arctic, and apparently Steve Rogers is frozen in an iceberg, and he ignores him. But he causes an avalanche, which may set him free at the beginning of the Captain America movie.
Nerds.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. My question is, why was Tony Stark...
Why don't you tell us how cryogenics works, Denise?
I don't
know,
but I'm pretty sure it's
Well, then
iceberg.
Why don't you shut
well,
up?
Well, if you're not
you
rapidly frozen...
You know what?
then doesn't work. Anyway.
Fine.
Yeah, I don't think they should do a Captain America and an Avengers movie. Those
don't forget
the
Ant-Man.
They have to. They're like, they're hand in hand.
Right. It'll be the same movie. Unless Captain America
really.
2 is Captain America 2, the Avengers.
They could make Captain America the backstory and then part of the Avengers.
Who's your best Captain America?
I'm Captain America.
Not your best impression.
Hey, kids.
Was he selling cars? Come on,
check
down
out
the Captain America Jeep Cherokee, Liberty Eagle.
Actually,
Ford.
You know what? Craig T.
Check
Nelson
out
would be a
Craig T. Nelson.
Oh my god!
Beef that fucker up. He could be a Captain America.
He was young. He was frozen at like 25. He was perfect. Craig T. Nelson's like 78.
No, he. Well, he's.
Craig T. Nelson was old and Poltergeist, and that was like 1984. Right?
He was born old. He's like the curious case of Benjamin Button.
He's not getting younger.
Nelson, I don't know. Portrait of Dorian Gray.
That doesn't
know.
Make sense.
Speaking of which, have you seen those Poltergeist commercials that he's in?
What?
Yes.
Oh, God.
They're using the same effect that they used in X-Men 3, where they de-age people. They've done about 10 of those now, and they're all quite strange.
I know, and that one particularly strange because of the fact that that little girl's
Carol
dead.
Ann.
Yeah.
Carol
and
Ann.
Everybody on that set died because of the curse of like Poltergeist.
It's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
Lots of them died.
There was
multiple, they went towards the light.
Multiple grips and like whatnot had accidents, but she remained
only
like,
when I say
tortured
so.
For the rest of her life until only she died horribly.
Yeah.
This house is clear.
Clean.
Oh, sorry.
God.
Clean. My invoice is on the table. That fat midget's cute. Yeah, you got. What were we talking about?
Fuck out.
Okay, move
yeah,
on.
Whatever. Next, he's trying to make you move on.
Okay. Summer Glau and Joss Whedon want to make a short film about dancing.
Okay.
The end. I don't know.
Just hit the pew-pew sound.
Yeah,
we'll just move right along.
Okay, nobody, nothing. That's how he found her, and he put her in Angel, because she's a ballerina. And then, because of that, in Angel, he put her in Firefly, and so forth and so on.
And now she's a robot.
But she's a dancer, and she's also danced on Terminator.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so he's so got a boner for her dancing that he wants to make a film called The Serving Girl. It's basically a musical without words. It's going to be about all dancing.
So it's a... Porno?
Ballet.
I've already seen, or I haven't seen it, but isn't there already a movie called Served or something?
You Got Served.
Yeah.
It's a sequel to that.
It's a Serving Girl. But it's for nerds.
I'm serving you, Gavna. I don't believe thou hast been served.
Doused has been served.
Boosh.
Curtsy.
Le boosh.
Le, no.
All right.
Wasn't
that
the name of a
whatever?
An
Suck
80s
it horse
group or Le boosh? Or Le boof? Le boof. Sorry.
I don't
I'm
know.
Shutting
Shia
up.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shut up. Next.
She the beef.
What?
That gangster rapper that did that song "Shank That Hoe" or whatever got fired from Iron Man, and now it's going to be Don Cheadle.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Terrence Howard is out.
Oh, what, really?
Yeah, that makes me sad.
Apparently, his biggest skill is talking himself out of high-paying roles by asking for too much money.
Chitty.
They
he's
said
a
he's
great
done.
Actor.
He's done.
Well
that
done,
a lot.
Douchebag.
You know what? When people are saying, "Hey, previously unknown dude from like 4 years ago and nobody knew who you were, we're gonna give you $8 million. Shut your mouth. I want 30. Fuck you. Oh, like,
damn it.
You're replaceable.
Damn it.
Because they were setting him up to be War Machine.
Yeah,
I was ready to see that. Yeah, it's gonna be Don Cheadle.
Yeah, that weirds me out.
Don Cheadle from Hotel Rwanda.
Yeah,
is that Don Cheadle?
And from being Don Cheadle for 30 years
from
before
everything.
Hotel Rwanda when
yeah.
he wasn't
I
famous.
Know. I haven't even seen that movie.
Well, I mean, he wasn't that.
He was in the Ocean's 11 movie.
Oh,
he wasn't
right.
taking that seriously until you're thinking of Bernie Mac.
No, I'm thinking of Don
wow,
Cheadle.
Oh, really?
God
that's,
damn
that's
it.
Actually one of the articles I read. They're like, you can't just swap out black people for black people.
Well,
like,
here's my question. Did he really ask for too much money, or did they say he can't carry our Iron Man 5, which is going to be War Machine? We want a real actor for that.
Well, I read somewhere that they had wanted him initially, but they couldn't get him, they saw this as like an opportunity to get him. So
he
the whole
thought it was too big of a part until he saw the movie.
Right. Yeah, that's actually probably true.
Don Cheadle seems like the guy that would refer to himself in third person, so he'd be like, "Don Cheadle doesn't want to do this movie." Oh, Don Cheadle wants to do this movie now.
Don Cheadle's getting played what?
Yeah, Don Cheadle will take that money to the bank. Don Cheadle will be in your Iron Man movie.
Stop
now he's the
it.
Ladies man. I don't know. He turned into the ladies man.
He turns into Tim Meadows.
Don Cheadle wants to be in the movie.
You know, actually, Tim Meadows playing Don Cheadle playing
wow.
War Machine
yes.
would be amazing.
Yes. God, yes.
So, like, there's a War Machine walking around with, like,
Cavassier.
Cavassier.
Path of Cavassier.
Little tiny slit where the mouth is, and he's just gonna tilt his
head
back and
pulls
it in.
Yeah, no, it opens up.
Oh yeah, there's like a little like a little straw just out of the helmet. Like, and he has to use the little oil. Like with the little pop on the back.
Oil can,
Cavathier can, please, Javith. Yeah. He has like his cod piece just opens up for like every woman that walks by. Serve with me, please, prostitute. Oh, man. I was going somewhere else with that, but I forgot. So, we're moving on. Oh, okay. Eli, I'm hoping you've heard more about this than I did. I didn't watch the trailer. Jean-Claude Van Damme playing himself in a movie called JCVD.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I popped such a fucking boner over that trailer.
Bigger than the one he popped when dancing at that show that we watched?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Were you gone for that podcast?
The what?
Dude.
Were you gone?
No, he
what?
Was
what are
you,
what are you talking about?
Where he was dancing?
That YouTube video. He's on like a Dancing with the Stars show in
oh.
Europe, and he pops a huge boner and he's like,
yeah.
What can I say? I'm Jean-Claude. Like, suck it, bitch.
My croissant.
I win.
My croissant needs buttering.
Whoa,
baguette. It is flaky.
Oh, baguette.
I don't know what that
means.
Means
he has, that either. Means he has Jean-Claude VD. Right. That's actually what the title means. It's Jean-Claude's VD, JCVD.
That's the title of the show, too.
Wow. What is it? Jean-Claude's...
WWJ...
Jean-Claude Van Damme, dude. WTFWJCVDD.
D.
D. Yeah, okay. last D is for damn. So did you watch? You saw the trailer though. I don't even know what's it even about. He plays himself. That's all I know.
Okay, it's about a movie that they're making about him, and in the movie he plays himself, but then like the real movie is where like they're like, yeah, Jean-Claude, you're broke and you have no money, and you have no career. And he's like all broken
There's
down.
There's a movie within a movie.
Right. Right. And he's all broken down and busted because like nobody cares. And like people see him on the street and they take pictures with him. He owes like a crap ton of money. So then he takes hostages in a bank.
What?
To demand the money that he needs.
So it becomes an action movie?
Right.
Okay, I want to see this.
You have to watch. You didn't watch the trailer?
No.
Okay, in the post.
It is amazing.
In the post, we're going to watch that because.
Can we get Steven Seagal on this project?
It's fucking awesome.
Like, my ponytail hurts.
Because you start watching it and you're like.
No. They actually bring that up in the trailer.
Yeah, they actually bring in Steven Seagal into
it. Co-starring Jean-Claude's mullet from
Time
Cop.
So you haven't seen this?
No.
And
it's
you
good
haven't
stuff.
Seen this? Okay. So
it is.
We'll watch
amazing.
This in a post-game show.
I would do
show.
A roundhouse kick, but I'm very pudgy.
I cannot wait.
Speaking of around. Oh, no, you didn't watch the last episode of the roundhouse
kick. Dude, if we're going to bust a window, I'm going to do it with a roundhouse kick.
Do you have that? Do you still have that recorded?
Shut up.
All right, we'll watch that afterwards if you
Yeah, we can
that.
Do
oh,
it.
Okay, then, yeah. We'll I have it on my laptop. I can watch it right now.
Yeah,
it's
no.
On my laptop.
They just keep kidnapping people. They don't know how to stop.
Okay.
So great.
Okay. We're an hour in.
All right. Hour in. We're about to get to the... we're almost done here.
Boosh.
Let's just go to the questions.
No.
Dude, there were a lot of questions.
Quickly here. Knight Rider, the worst show on television in the history of time.
Yes, correct.
Is
Next.
Getting Car. They're bringing in Car.
Wait, what?
K-A-R-R. Knight Rider's evil twin.
Oh, God.
Kid's evil twin.
Already?
Yeah.
Thanks, folks. We're done.
Yeah. We're done forever with everything. Next thing, okay, Mark Wahlberg doesn't like his impression. We did that already.
Hey.
Okay, this is actually one of the questions, too, so we'll go ahead and address it. Did everybody see the guy that runs 36 Warcraft accounts at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes me sad to live my life.
Now, the point brought up in this particular article on Gizmodo was it costs him about $6,000 a year, which you would go, holy shit, that's too much for a game.
The what?
But if it's your hobby... Then $6,000 is less than people spend on kayaking, skiing, any respectable hobby. So how different is it? Is it the ultimate?
It's not a
life
respectable
fail.
I
does raids by himself.
Yeah,
he's his only Roy Jenkins. I mean, like,
I can't.
That kind of defeats
okay, you know
the
what?
Purpose of playing.
No.
It's true. It's a social endeavor. The people I know that really enjoy it, of which I've never even seen it in real life, but the people I know that enjoy it do it for the social aspect.
You know what?
I
hate everything about this man.
Oh, here
all of it. It's just completely broken. It's not even a good game to begin with, and he's playing it wrong.
His rig's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a better point, though. That's a better point. If you enjoy the game, play the game, but he's just gaming the system for no reason. I mean... To have your own, like, clan or whatever of you, there's no strengths and weaknesses of other people. There's no team.
I don't understand the point of that. I don't know. When I was playing, it used to be for
I knew nerds at, like, UT Dallas that would have tried this kind of thing just for nerd points, but then once you accomplish it, you never do it again. Like, on a dare, somebody would go, I'm going to be six different guys in Warcraft at once, and you'd land all your machines together. But
that's
this guy
dumb.
Does it, like, always.
I don't know. That just seems odd. Does he not do anything else if he can...
I'll tell you a better use of this equipment.
Porno.
Would be to have cyber sex with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you've got 16 AIM clients open, and you're like, I'm a 14-year-old boy. Ooh, I'm a 13-year-old girl. I'm a 7-year-old boy. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, fucking...
The thing is, he would be typing all of that only to himself.
Right.
And
right.
he would still get raided and go to a pound me in the ass federal prison.
Is that the name of that movie you were helping to film?
Federal
Pound Me in the Ass Prison Shard starring Jock Cockthrob. That's
Cockthrob?
Your name, Jock Cockthrob.
I think it's going to be called the Great Bear Hunt.
Jock.
Or Bears Upstream.
I think, Jock.
I think both of those are already been filmed.
Bears Upstream?
Yeah.
And the
Grizzly
Bear
Man.
Hunt. Come on.
We need to remake a gay porn.
That's almost called,
Grizzly Man.
That's almost like saying porn.com. Like, it's just so basic.
Do you remember what, like,
Whitehouse.com?
Remember a long time ago before things were like they are now, and sex.com went up for auction and sold for like $3 million?
Yeah, I remember.
And I thought, how many people think, even at that time, no one goes, oh, I want to see the titties. Where would they be? I bet they'd be at sex.com. No, you search. Like, MILF strap on blindfold gag butt plug.
Now we know more about Joel.
And then you no, I'm saying it's very right. granular
I'll,
now.
Oh, look, it's in your search history.
Yeah, it's very no, don't type anything about it. It's very granular. You don't go, I wonder if all the ladies are... That's like how a 7-year-old would look for porn and be like, nakedladies.com. Like, no.
Well, that's what we were talking about that one time on that why Hulu was like, all the clips right. were like porn, because it's like, it's the most accessible porn to like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but going to be like sex.com. I wonder if that $3 million really paid off.
There's a lot of people that are probably like, you know, I'm going to vote for John McCain. Wonder where I can find some hot blah, 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 sex.
Where can I find some wholesome women making love to their husbands? This isn't sanctified sex. Jesus would never.
They're not married.
Yes. I don't see a wedding band.
He's not fucking her through a hole in the sheets.
I see a golden ring, but it's not on his finger. I don't think they're married.
C-ring.
So...
Oh my! Hit one of those.
She appears to be wearing hers in her vagina. That's no place for a wedding ring.
What? Okay. Maybe dislodged with the.
All right.
So,
was it like a reverse shocker?
No,
so we're moving on to the mail sack. mail sack. Mail. Wow.
Sack.
Did you practice that this weekend?
Mail sack.
That's terrible.
It's better than anything we've ever done.
Did you like the theme song on the post show at the end? Did you hear that? With the effects? That's so much fun.
Oh,
with
like the echoing?
I liked it. Oh. I don't know. Whatever.
I wasn't paying that much attention by the end of it.
I hate life. So.
Yeah. I just heard you complaining about Steamworks.
Moving on. Go visit hijinksandsue.com/donations if you want to support the site, if you want to keep it alive, if you want to keep me from having to find a full-time job. I appreciate it.
You bitches got
to
earn your own money.
Also, check out hijinksandsue.com. Prints are now $10, down from $12.50. Shirts are the same. But there's more. There's more of them.
You should buy the new Grover Field shirt.
Man, I hope
awesome.
I don't get sued, because awesome. That one was fun.
Hey, you know what? Dude, as long as you print mine before you get sued, that's the only thing that matters.
I was at Threadless. They still have the Darth Vader one up. They still have... There's tons
you know
of
what
places.
I found
oh, Darth
out,
Vader
though?
Pruning?
You know what I found out, though? When you've got enough money, it's not that hard to get licenses, but you have to have like a
they
department
don't have licenses.
That pays 50 cents for every shirt
Dude,
or whatever.
Those guys... None of those guys pay for that shit. I go to so many sites with all that shit.
Yeah. Mail sack time.
It'd be funny for Grover to come here and, like, throw a lawsuit at you.
Hey! You get served, bitch!
Wow.
So
before he goes, like, rampaging through your house like Cloverfield. Like,
far!
What the fuck is that?
Near far. That was his classic sketch. Near? Then he runs away. Far! Super Grover!
What is going on in the background?
It's still the same music.
Is this music from the Quran? Because we can't listen
to it. Yeah, I'm going to recall it.
So anyway.
We're pulling the podcast
from
the shelves.
Podcast. It's not shipping now. So let's go to, that's not a real story. This guy says.
Boosh.
Hang on. That's too open-ended. I'm going to tell you something, guys. You put a lot of thought into your questions, but if they're too open-ended, it's going to lead to us all going, I got nothing. Because we don't read these beforehand, so we're just not very good. Oh, I'll turn this up. Hang on. Let's see if anyone wants to take a stab at this. This is from someone calling themselves Fix It in Post, listens to the podcast on the bus, enjoys it, loves Eli's new Panic Room sound effect. So there you go. This just in, podcast listeners enjoy new sound effects, but are they killing your children?
God damn it.
So inappropriate.
All right. Wondering if any of you could remake any movie and make it better. Which movie would it be and what would you change? That's a big one. Every time we get those big questions.
Ask that again, I wasn't listening.
If you could remake a movie and make it better, which movie, what would you change?
Oh, no, that's totally easy.
Oh, good. Then you can answer it.
X-Men 3.
Yeah, that's actually
that's about done.
Well, high five.
That was a layup.
Brian Singer.
Boosh.
And then you fixed it.
Huh. Now, someone in the chat room said Indiana Jones, but the thing is that I don't care enough about that anymore.
Aww.
Which is sad.
They're making
I'm
five.
Sad
you missed
that
on last
care.
Week. They're making five now.
What?
But X-Men 3 was a direct insult.
Yeah,
to
I like Mutant Enemy's comment about here my childhood. That Cyclops should have died more. Like, they should have resurrected him six times during that film and killed him in different ways.
Yeah, the problem was, though, is that he's like a major, he was a major character in the series, and he fucking dies off screen.
Yeah, they're like, phew. He's gone.
And it wasn't even, like, a beautiful kiss that they had. It was, like, the most awkwardly directed, shitty yeah, moment ever.
But he's also a terrible actor.
So. I don't care. He was fucking Cyclops. He was supposed to be a whiny asshole.
Hmm.
He was doing it right.
Oh.
I would,
Spider-Man 3,
I would just keep that from having been made. I wouldn't make it again. I would kill the franchise right there.
You know, no. I would remake Spider-Man, the first one.
No, what? Shut up. That was perfect.
No, it wasn't.
Shut your balls. That was no. Awesome. One and two
second,
were...
His second balls one, are open?
One and two were
How does
flawless.
That work?
Second one was better.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, the second one was way
second
better.
One was way
it was better,
better
but
one
Alfred
and
Molina as Doc Ock was
no,
fucking amazing.
No, because I don't like the way that awesome. They... I don't like the way that they approached the Green Goblin.
Oh.
At all. I don't like the way that
to where
they...
he was exactly like the Green Goblin
but
from
Willem
the comics.
But Willem Dafoe was so great.
He was much more like... He could have been the next Joker. They could have made that like really good.
Joker!
He was very ruthless in that movie.
I just didn't buy it.
He manipulated his son. He was ruthless. He
just didn't buy it.
He
maybe
totally
it was like,
had those goblin bombs maybe that vaporized the skin off people.
You know, I will say
and
though,
a really bad special
in retrospect,
effect.
That fucking costume.
In in retrospect, though, that costume. At first, I was like, I hate it. Then after the movie, I was like, no, I get it now. And now I'm like, I hated that costume. They should have just done it. I don't know. The whole point of the Green Goblin was that he was wearing a rubber mask, and to put him in armor, just bizarre.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I do that. I try to redo that and Daredevil.
They're gonna redo Daredevil. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're rebooting. It's not even in the works.
Marvel is rebooting like
Marvel's
every
slate
one of their
of movies for the next
because they,
10 years.
They're doing it all themselves now instead of through other production companies.
Interesting.
Marvel has a schedule set up for like the next 10 years of we're doing Daredevil versus Deadpool. Is that who's... No, Deadpool's in the Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I can't fucking wait for.
They're doing Daredevil, I think, again versus... the Bullseye. What's his name? Is his name Bullseye?
Yeah.
The villain?
Yeah.
In Daredevil? Yeah.
Is his name Bullseye?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is it something else?
It's Bullseye.
It's Bullseye. Bullseye. It was Colin Farrell.
All right. So they're remaking that.
Did not like
they're, him. They're apparently maybe possibly redoing Punisher all over again with a new guy.
For like the fourth time?
Oh, they're already doing that now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that trailer. It looks
it's the
awful.
Super, yeah,
oh, yeah,
the super
right, right.
Awful.
That was terrible. It looks
Wait,
like a Showtime
what?
Movie. So that was bad. Where the guy gets stabbed in the chair.
There's like a Punisher War Journals or War...
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
Punisher Bad Movie.
Yeah. Punisher Terrible Choices .com. Punisher was never an interesting character anyway. That's just dumb.
Whatever.
They already rebooted
it's no
Hulk.
Different than Max Payne.
We've got... We've got Avengers coming out. We've got a Captain America movie, a Thor movie, more Iron Man. Wasn't there another Avenger getting his own movie?
Yes. Fuck. But yeah.
Double dog Daredevil. So,
yeah.
I triple dog Daredevil you. So yeah, they're going through everything.
What?
But the question was any other movies. Denise, any movies that you think should be done better than they were?
Man, that's a hard question.
Anything that was adapted. Here's a
Never Ending Story 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That
should
was
never
terrible.
Have been made.
In a sense, they didn't
but
make it up. It was
with
still
Jack
from the,
Black?
That was
the
shit. That was three.
Oh, whatever.
I didn't see that one up.
Suck it. The one where they're in Manhattan.
Right.
Oh, so.
You actually saw that?
I've seen the cover of the VHS.
I don't think they ever published that on DVD because me and Mikey spent
a
while trying to acquire a copy of that and we never could.
A better question is what movie was adapted from something you already liked but done wrong? So comic book, you liked the original source but the movie was a letdown. Any of the Harry Potter movies?
No,
not really.
Most of them were good. The first two.
Yeah, but the first two books were also very...
It was...
The first two movies, even though it's kind of hard to go back and watch them because they're very clearly like little kid movies.
Badly acted.
And there's that too, but they very clearly set up the whole world. They established
iRobot.
The visual of everything.
iRobot's a good one.
Actually, that's a good
one. That's a fantastic source material with a pretty mediocre movie.
Okay, no, wait,
Featuring Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
if you think about it for a second, pretend that the movie's not called iRobot.
It was a good robot.
It's yeah, it was fine.
It was not a good interpretation of iRobot.
It
has nothing to do with the story.
It totally killed all of the
iRobot was more political than anything. It was philosophical and political, and this movie was like, Will Smith robots, hell no!
Okay, but the robot was fucking cool.
It was great. I just wish they went
this shit
with the
just
actual.
Got real. Like, when the robot fell.
Oh, God.
And he looks over and he's like, this shit just got real.
I really enjoyed
it. I thought the robot said it. That would have been
funny. We watched Bad Boys 2 at Randy's house in the theater a couple nights ago.
I liked Alan Tudyk in that movie, though, a lot. I thought he did a really good
job. Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember him.
He was the voice.
He's the voice of the robot.
He was Robot.
I had no idea.
You know who else auditioned for that and didn't get the part? Wheaton.
Oh, no.
Really?
I think he would have been good. He's a good voice actor.
The girl in there was the ex of that quarterback.
Come on.
You know.
Sure.
The Patriots quarterback.
Why not?
He's the one that left his girlfriend that was pregnant.
Oh, that one infidelity football player guy?
Oh,
yeah. Because he's dating
Tom Brady.
He's dating a model now instead. He left his baby mama.
I was being facetious, but sure.
Right. He got better at that position.
In Nardak said here, this is actually pretty good. Hitchhiker's Guide.
Layup.
They butchered that. That movie.
Okay.
Why make a movie
of
that?
That's
okay,
the
then don't make a movie. Make a miniseries.
You were not allowed to say why make a movie because that has been adapted to so many different like media.
Well, that's true.
The British miniseries
the British
was funny
BBC
as shit.
Was great, actually.
With terrible effects, but
it was terrible.
Funny as shit.
Yeah.
But they were
I'm
very
saying,
loyal to
yeah.
the
You
book.
Can't say why make a movie because it has been on a ton of different like media platforms.
That movie
correctly
would've...
though.
No.
The,
it
the
should have been done
play,
well.
The radio dramas were good.
The video game was fantastic.
I didn't see that.
Well, then
there was a text adventure.
In
was
that
ancient,
case,
and it was actually done by Douglas Adams himself. Like,
yeah.
It's
in that
deal.
Case, you couldn't remake that movie. You'd have to. That'd be another.
No, just don't make it.
Yeah, that would be under another category of don't make it because that movie would have to be like 8 hours long.
And it was. The film, the BBC series was 8 hours long.
Yeah. No,
and
I know.
It,
that's
it
what I'm saying.
It was only the first book and a half.
I
mean, they couldn't even get into
which,
it.
Which, that's why it was good, though. Like,
yeah.
Because I enjoyed,
they got to do everything that was funny in the book.
I loved the extra head on Zaphod. It was just a paper mache head that was just kind of wobbling.
I enjoyed the movie only because I understood. I already knew the story.
If you'd never read the book, that movie would have made no sense
at
all.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that movie wasn't for those people.
It wasn't for me either
it was
because
the cliff
I loved
notes,
the book and I thought it was terrible.
It was this cliff note version of the story.
I hated it.
Clipped apart.
Yeah, I hated it.
I love the little robot, though, what he looked like.
He was the only good part.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah, yes. Alan Rickman and Warwick Davis as Marvin are the only good part of that film.
No, you did.
But man, oh man, they shouldn't have done that. Okay, so moving on. Burpee tonight.
That's awesome.
Let's see.
Oh, don't encourage that.
Oh, okay. This is a question that was asked last week. I asked him to ask it again because Josh was gone. This podcast has already been extremely gay, so let's delve into further gayness.
Oh, boy.
What's your opinion of the portrayal of gay characters on shows like Queer as Folk, Will and Grace, etc.? I know those are two very different shows. I'm just throwing those out there. So feel free to ignore those shows. Broader question, are gay characters accurately portrayed in TV and movies, or is it just we need a gay dude like 10 years ago it was we need a black dude?
Wow. That's deep.
It is really deep.
I've been thinking about this for a week.
I think a lot of gay characters on shows are played for laughs and very stereotypical.
Will and Grace, for instance.
Right. And Will and Grace still has, like, on a very special episode, you know, Jack breaks up and, you know, whatever. He's
Jack
gonna be
knows
sad.
A dude that has AIDS, but he's not on very many episodes because that would be sad.
Thanks. That's great.
I kind of like
know,
that
I'm
show.
Trying to think of... It was actually really interesting, and this is alternates wildly between a good example and a bad example, but Ugly Betty has, one, they have a transsexual who is like a main character on the show who is not played for laughs, it's just who she is.
Okay.
Sometimes
is it played by a transsexual, or is the character a transsexual?
No, it's the character is.
Okay.
Then
it's not like that David Arquette sister who's the skeleton in the closet.
Let's not talk
about
that. But then they have, like, the character Mark on the show is the queenie, annoying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then he had a boyfriend for a while that was just, like, a regular dude. And it was really interesting to see that because you never see that.
See, that's my question, is I can't think of, and maybe if I thought hard I could find one, but I can't think of a time where there was a show, okay, except for Buffy. Buffy is the only show I can even come up with that they were like, oh, by the way, I'm gay, but I'm still me and everything's normal. And then they treated it like that. And I don't even want to say they did it respectfully, because I'm not. You shouldn't have to go into that territory. It should just be normal. Her friends were a little freaked out for two episodes, and then it got normal. And they barely even addressed it after that, because you don't sit around, like, overly discussing everyone's sexuality in shows. That's not typically what drives drama.
Right.
So, have any other shows done that?
I'm trying to... And again... Like, because Ugly Betty is still a bad example, because the main gay dude on the show is always
Salt Moore says 6 feet under. I didn't watch that.
Actually,
that's a good example.
He had, that was a fantastic show. He had his own little drama queenie problems from time to time.
Wait, who was gay in it?
The guy that plays Dexter. Michael Hall? Michael C. Hall?
I don't even know what his name, but he's good in that show.
He's really excellent in that show. And, it's basically about the first couple seasons are about him coming out to his family.
Right.
And then the last couple seasons are about him living his life with his partner.
But he's very, buttoned up and, regular kind of.
Yeah, well, he's got his own weird personality, but he's not queenie.
Here's my take on it, and this is certainly an outsider's take, but it seems like the last 5 to 10 years of let's have more gay characters have actually done more to hurt nationwide and worldwide acceptance of homosexuality than they have to help it, because they're doing it for people like my relatives that would be like, he's a funny queer, but I don't get him near my children, you know, like
don't get the AIDS on the baby.
Yeah, comic relief only, but no baby AIDS.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, because the little bit of like reality TV that I do watch. Now you have, like, the gay... Like, now do you have to have the gay guy in the reality
super
TV show?
Gay guy.
Yeah, who's,
well,
like...
Well, all I watch is Top Model and Project Runaway, so that's nothing but...
So they have to have a straight person to offset everybody else.
Yeah.
Right, but... Well, no, but
actually,
they,
this season of Top Model had a transsexual.
Yeah, I've seen
that. Was
shut
so
up!
Weird. Seriously, it was a pre-op male to female.
Really?
Well,
and
you've seen the guy on the soup, right? It's on Paris Hilton's show?
She made it like halfway through the season.
You haven't seen the last, like, 4 episodes of The Soup?
No. I've missed the last two.
Yeah,
okay.
His name is Ansh.
Ansh.
Right?
Paris Hilton has a terrible show, a reality
yeah,
show.
My BFF or
with
something.
Contestants. Yeah. And one of the... And they're all girls, but one of the contestants is a boy-girl. And his name's Ansh. And it's on The Soup, like, every week. He's horrible. He's just a horrible person. They should end up together.
Yes.
Like, they're both horrible.
You're perfect for each other. That's
so
great.
Anyway.
You deserve each other.
So I guess there's a few good examples out there, but... Oh, you know, and JJ's new show about... Not JJ. Yeah.
Is what?
Who's doing the show about virtual reality in space?
I have no idea.
Oh.
It's called Virtuality. Is that JJ?
Yes, I have no idea what
that
is.
Okay. He's got a gay married couple on it in space, so it's actually gays in space.
Oh, what was the... I'm totally
gays
blanking.
Gays in space.
On,
yes, I know homosexual African-Americans from
outer
space.
No, what are you talking... No, what? That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about from Frisky Dingo, who was the... his boyfriend for a little bit.
Oh,
he was just a normal dude.
Oh, Bilbo T. Baggins.
Yeah, he was... That was
Bilbo
a
T. Baggins.
That was a
I just got that.
That was a non-traditional portrayal of a gay character on a show.
Baffling. Baffling. Just baffling.
Actually, this is funny because Kevin brings up the gay couple on the Sarah Silverman show.
They're the worst gay couple ever.
Yeah.
You get the impression that they have never met a gay person because they're like, dude, I'm so gay for you. I'm so gay for you too, dude.
That's awesome.
Well, I get the feeling like neither of them read the script for the first episode. They're like, yeah, Sarah, I'll be in your show.
I get the feeling they smoke out until they start filming and then smoke out some more while someone tells them the lines and they repeat them like a child. Like,
pretty much.
But I love...
But I actually know couples that are kind of like that.
Crazy Scary Beard.
Really?
Brian Posehn?
Brian Posehn. He's hilarious. He is hilarious.
The other guy's hotter.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
He's going to start arguing.
He's dumpy.
Are you serious?
No, oh my God. I'm not.
You remember whenever we went to see Zach Galifianakis and he put his balls in my face?
You like that?
Same thing.
Okay. No, but Zach Galifianakis is an attractive man. Brian Posehn is a scary
bridge
troll.
Brian Posehn, not so much. Well, I'm talking about the other guy.
He's a frightening bridge
troll. I
don't
know his name, though.
I don't either.
What's his name? Nikki wants to see.
What? Oh.
Brian Posehn?
Do you know who we're talking about?
Just Google Sarah Silverman program. Gay dudes. I don't know.
Moving on.
Next.
So, yeah, so anyway, moving on. Next question. This is a weird one. This is from Johnny Ace. Make sure I'm not skipping anything else I wanted to do here. Yes, okay. Johnny Ace says, to my understanding, Joel, you've been born and raised in Texas. Why on earth do you not have a southern accent? This might have been answered in an earlier podcast.
It's because he has an IQ.
Right.
He just has one.
Actually,
it's not really that
it's actually,
big,
there's a story behind it. Because I grew up in the southernmost part of Texas, nearly in the water. So south in Texas. And everyone does talk like this constantly. Every person you meet, all my teachers, all my friends, my relatives, everybody talks as stereotypically as you can imagine. And I talked like that until fourth grade. And in fourth grade, a new kid moved in from Colorado. We became best friends, and I lost my accent because of him. And it made my mom mad.
Well,
you don't talk like yourself when John's around. And that I don't like that. And I'm like, what do you mean? But when I was with her, it came back. I would like mimic his voice subconsciously.
I never knew any Texans to talk like morons. And I don't
Everyone in Southeast Texas talks like that.
Well, the thing is like everybody always has like the stereotype of like, well, Texans, y'all, I'm an important businessman from I'm an important oil Tom man
Nation.
From Texas.
Like Charlie's Texas man, yeah.
I say.
Now you're just doing Wild
Card.
Popcorn.
Yeah, I've never known that. And
but what geographic region of Texas are you from?
I'm from
north, south, east.
I'm from
from Mexico.
I'm practically in Mexico. I'm from the southernest tip of
different.
Texas.
Southeast Texas is very specific.
But when I was in Dallas, when I was in Houston, when I was in San Antonio, when I was like in all these places,
none of those places. San Antonio is kind of like that. San Antonio is where like you wear Spurs to church.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
and that's what everybody keeps saying that like. They expect people to like dress like cowboys, but that's not really the case at all. Like, I don't know where
did
that
ever,
comes from.
Did I ever tell you that story about my dad going to Japan, meeting his family?
No.
Okay, so my dad's half Japanese. His mom's full blood Japanese. So he has uncles.
What's
over
his other side?
Filipino.
Oh, okay.
So he has uncles.
I just
want
to know where to place my hate.
Oh,
so now that I know,
just all of it. It's fine. Okay, never mind. Just all of it. it's all the same thing.
Is he slanted up or down?
No, shut
Why?
Up.
Okay, just go ahead.
God
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so he has uncles over there that he didn't meet until a couple years ago. And they don't speak any English, and he doesn't speak Japanese. So he goes over there to meet them. And they're like, oh, George-san. Hi.
How did he not know them?
He just never... he grew up in the Philippines.
At a young age?
So, yeah, I mean...
My grandma's family didn't like Filipinos.
Does no, anybody?
Stop that.
So your dad was rocking the interracial marriage thing? Like,
we
dude,
do.
When they're both Damn. Asian, anyway. What's it matter?
Is that
okay. Anyway. So he meets his uncles for the first time a few years ago. And, you know, like I said, they can't really communicate. So they're trying to hand gestures and yell at each other to try to communicate. And
what he thinks is an A1 sweet and sour chicken, their A1 is shrimp and lobster sauce.
Right.
So
completely different.
No!
Orders are just wrong all over the place.
Send in the kamikaze pilots.
Clothes are coming out with starch. They aren't supposed to have starch. Pants are pressed wrong.
Wow.
It's a mix up.
Let's just get all the stereotypes out there.
I got too many.
Just air it out.
It'd
be
a long show.
Just get it done. Just get it done. Anyway, so they finally get around to like, oh, where are you from? They finally get that across. And,
I'm from the Philippines.
No, like where do you?
Do you understand?
No, they're like, where do you live
no!
now?
No, I don't know what you mean by that. They're 2 feet away, just screaming at each other in English. Where is the bathroom?
So this,
I don't know that word.
That's the subtitled version of that. That's the subtitles that happen. But they finally get across that, you know, my dad's in the U.S. now. He moved for his job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which part of the U.S.? And he says, Texas. And they're like, oh, ha, 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 ha. Bang, 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 bang. And they make the gestures like he's riding a horse.
A cow, oil well, bang, bang.
Cowboy.
Break.
Wait, it's pretty awesome.
Wear no shoes to work. Oh, that's pretty good. And it's exactly like that.
What?
Texas.
It is.
Oh.
I was in Best Buy and a dude passed me on a horse.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
Oh.
It's weird. Even in Dallas, there are things that I take for granted that I think people from other states, it would blow their fucking mind. Like how you can pull up to an intersection and there's like a Best Buy, a Walgreens, an Albertsons, and Cowles.
Oh,
and it's just in the busiest parts of the most suburban areas.
Yeah,
and the reason, one of the main reasons for it, yeah, is you keep some land forever and put a few cows on it. It's a farm.
The backyard of my high school, of our high school, had cows.
Across the street from their apartment is horses, like six horses and four cows.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Over there,
in like the richest place in this city. That land is worth millions,
just
and there's like four
around.
Horses on it.
Yeah, just walking around.
So anyway,
doing their cow thing.
That's pretty great.
Did you read the thing I just sent you?
I like
so
racism
good.
When it comes from people that you're normally racist against. Like, I like hearing the other side of the story. I don't know.
What?
I'm not talking. What
you
was
like
the question?
Different flavors of racism?
Yes. Yes. Gotcha. I like experiencing multicultural racism.
Accent, all that stuff. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That comic?
Did you read it? There's like 100 of them. This one was...
No, yeah, they're pretty funny. So anyway, then after getting a lot of jobs on the phone talking to people nationwide, I learned how to do every accent and mine just faded away. So second question, this question is poorly worded, Johnny Ace, but I understand where you're coming from. I think I can interpret it. Johnny Ace says, for Eli and Josh, how does a company decide which game developers work on games? To my understanding, if you work on a successful game, you get a nice bonus. So wouldn't everyone want to work on a game that's going to be successful? I think what he's saying is, how does a publisher decide who develops the game?
You get the rights. It's like a movie.
A bidding war, basically.
That's
right?
Not actually how I took it, his question to mean.
Okay, what do you think he meant?
Well,
you think he means what team within a company?
Well, because we've traditionally had three or four big things going on at once.
How
anytime.
Does a company decide which game developers work on which games? Okay, maybe that's what he means.
I mean, if he's talking specifically about us, and because we've openly acknowledged,
okay,
we have,
can I guess that it's the best people work on the game that's most likely to be the most successful?
It's
like
not
movies.
Exactly how it goes.
It's a lot like movies.
No. I think if we're taking this part of the question, it's within the company. Gearbox is making five games.
Oh.
You've got five teams. Who do you put
on
teams?
So when the managers have the managers meeting and they say, like, oh, so-and-so is working on this, so-and-so is working
on that. Oh, yeah.
The thing is, in the case of our company, we all share the profits equally. It's very communist,
so it doesn't
actually.
Matter. Yeah.
So you don't have to work
They're
on the game.
They're doing animal ears over
what
here.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's twin language.
No, go ahead.
They're doing,
go
like, ahead. Secret Whatever. Asian twin language.
But so you don't have to work on the game that you think is going to be the most profitable.
That's your company. I don't. It's,
no,
that's not normal.
We're
right?
weird.
That's not normal at all.
That's,
so look at it from an industry wide standpoint. You're gonna make. You're gonna
from,
port. You're
well,
gonna port a game
from
to
an industry wide standpoint.
And you're gonna develop
a
new
have a choice.
Yeah. Nobody has a choice. They're like, hey, you're doing
it's
this.
It's very rare to have a choice ever.
He's saying, if you're the managers, how do you decide?
I don't. You really. You kind of don't.
Okay.
So in that aspect, it's a lot like the movie industry. It's like, hey, we're going to make a James Bond movie. We want the best director. Let's go find the best director. And if the best director is available, then we're going to get the best director.
Well, here's a side question then. So then possibly you start looking elsewhere. For instance, Rick just got snapped up by another rival company.
Sure.
So maybe you start...
Spoilers!
...going through talent pools looking for stealing people to other companies. I don't know.
Well,
it's an unanswerable question,
why don't
John?
You tell us about that, Denise?
Yeah, let's how about not...
No, I don't know. Like I said,
Rick, god damn it,
easily be thought of.
Be happy for Rick.
Whatever.
It can easily be thought of as
Seattle, stupid.
It can easily be thought of as the movie industry. It's very much like the movie industry, and it will be more and more as
neither of you are answering the question. Next question. Drum says, if you listen pretty closely, Joel has a slight drawl. Suck it, Drum. I do sometimes. but not that often.
Y'all.
Was that a question?
No, it was a follow-up to one of the other questions. Oh. People in Dallas do not follow the rules of normal Texas. Yeah, that's sort of true, sort of not. Okay. Here's a quick one. Let's go through this real quick. Limit. 1 minute. Rerun says, any little things that piss you off? Toilet paper hung the wrong way. First, can we all establish that overhand is the correct way?
Yes. It's the only way.
Are there any underhanded here?
No.
You can leave.
I never actually put the toilet paper on the roll because I'm lazy. It just sits on the counter
this
next
to me. This motherfucker, no, I know when he's the last person to shit after a podcast because the fucking toilet paper sits on the back of the John when I'm done. Like he has to get off and get in a fucking Karate Kid crane position to wipe his ass and hold the whole roll. You know what you should do with your excess? You should buy like a 24-pack and use a whole roll per wipe.
You remember when I was sick, like a couple of weeks ago?
Will you not?
And
just use the tubes. Just throw away the toilet paper and use the tubes.
Yeah.
Ow!
Well, see, the thing about... The thing about over...
That is recycled fiber.
The thing about over-roll is that if the cat gets
hold
of it...
Yeah, the cat's not gonna...
The baby does that, too.
It's like... They start hauling ass.
For about 2 years, babies and cats are virtually identical.
Right. So to answer the question, my cat doing that to the toilet paper roll.
And throw up on the carpet when you're not around?
Yes. So, anything else? Any other pet peeves you want to discuss with the world?
Just my cat peeing on my stuff and toilet paper destroyed. Like when he pulls down the entire roll of toilet paper.
Cat peeves.
All the way to the brown. To like the brown roll.
That's what she said.
My cat destroys one corner of my ottoman and no other furniture in the house and no other corners.
Oh, that's good.
That ottoman. One corner, he fucking has sex with it and it's shredded. It's ruined. It's like a $350 ottoman. It's fucking ruined.
The cat, like, does its business and throws money at it. It's just something nice.
Money's on the dresser, ottoman.
Fucking asshole.
You know where the door is.
The other thing that motherfucker will do, he cannot have strings visible. If the baby's got a toy with a string on it, he eats the string and then shits out poop nunchucks like 3 days later. He's eaten...
God, poop chucks!
You see that? You see that on the blinds?
Yeah.
He's eaten every single blind pull in the house.
Oh my God.
Like 14 of them. That's why that's all the way up.
Wow. It's like a goddamn shark.
Yeah. No, he's shit out license plates. The poop chucks are nothing to laugh at, dude.
No.
That is shit you are not prepared to deal with.
I know.
Plus, you gotta wonder if he's gonna, like, leave the box and it's only half done.
You and I are the only two with cats, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, he's just bringing a trail of poop chucks behind him. It's like a sausage. Oh, God. It's like a shit sausage. Time to make the shit sausage.
Right, that's Josh,
awful.
Denise, anyone want to add to this?
What's the question?
What? I don't have...
Pet peeves.
Oh, pet peeves. I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a real quick answer, and it turned into, like...
Apparently your cat is the master of the turd merger.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Nothing I can think of.
I'm trying to think of my intern.
All right, time's up.
All right, next question. Next question. Quick one. If you don't have an answer, we're moving past it. Jesse Monster says, what's the stupidest thing you've ever done? I didn't prepare an answer for this one.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's when's the last time you... Or when's the worst time that you went, my God, I'm an asswad. What did I just do?
We talked
about all the jail stuff, and we've already gone over
the
police.
Actually, that was pretty epically stupid on my part.
That I think that qualifies as yours.
God damn it.
I don't know.
Is that on my record? Did you do a background check on me when I came back?
No.
Okay, it's not good. A felony.
She doesn't do her job, dude.
That's not a felony conviction. That
if
one
you
goes
come
away.
In and you're white and clean, they don't run a background check on you. Come on.
We should have done that for...
Stupidest thing that I did was get stuck on a roof when I was trying to clean the gutters, the rain gutter.
Is that code for something?
No, it was like...
If you told that story, it would be.
Yeah. Like, the ladder was like 2 feet like short of the roof.
This is still code.
Right. So I jumped to get on the roof, and I knocked over the ladder.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
And luckily for me, I had my phone on me, so I'm like, man, I got great reception up here on the roof. So I called up Alex, and I'm like, hey, so you want to come over for a barbecue or something?
I would have fucked with you so hard. I would like run around your house holding the ladder like,
la 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 la, fuck you.
Well, I was like, I was in need of knee surgery, so the jump was impossible because I was like, yeah, I'm totally going to destroy my knee. So I call Alex, and I'm like, hey, what's up? You want to come over for beer, barbecue, have a good time, some laughs?
Also getting me down to
rest. Nice. He's like, he was like, well, you know, actually, I'm kind of, okay, let me just level with you.
Okay, yeah.
I'm on the roof, and I could use some help. Wow. And he showed up like 2 hours later.
Wow. Well, I guess some errands.
Well, he was like, I'm kind of actually in the middle of something. He's like, I'd be there right now, but I'm going to need some time. And I was like, that's fine. I'm going to kind of chill out.
I'm going to scratch my balls.
So I started, yeah, I was like, I might as well just do what I meant to do when I got up
here. I'm just going
to
piss off the north face of the house.
Yeah,
and,
I've got great reception up here, so I'm going to call my parents. And I felt pretty stupid about that because I was like, why did I try to do this?
I should have thought more about this because I'm sure I've got some epic ones. I just can't think of any.
I hit a girl on a bike.
What? On purpose?
No. It was an accident.
I ran over a kid with my bike. I tried to kill him.
Yeah.
He was in a ditch.
Proved that in court.
Let's come back to this question.
Okay, I'll think more about
it. Oh, you know, I can think of what my sister's, not you, but my sister's done. She was she watched too much cartoons when she was a little kid. So, you know, when
her brain or what?
Well, when, you know, when little cartoon characters, like, kick somebody in the butt and they fly, like, go off flying. So she sees a classmate, like, bent down tying his shoe. So she kicks him in the butt and, like, dove straight into the ground. And she got sent home.
Oh, I've got one kind of like that.
That's kind of good.
That's pretty good. In ninth grade, I saw a girl walking on crutches, and I knew her. And I knew the day before she wasn't on crutches. And so I thought she was fucking around. I ran up to her and sweeped them both out from under her.
You are an asshole.
You are the biggest dick ever.
She had broken her ankle, but not that.
You were such that part.
Best part, I was so confident that she was faking it that I just ran off and didn't even look back.
You are a fucker.
The next day, I found out that she had like had a broken ankle.
You are a fucking tool. You are my commander in chief.
Wow, that's all kinds of awful.
All right.
Oh my god.
Let's go on.
I'm proud of you.
Hour and 41 minutes. Let's see how quick we can get through these. The next one. Your proudest. This is from Drum. Your proudest impromptu action. What's the most badass thing you ever did in the spur of the moment?
I put out a fire.
What?
Wait. There was this whenever you just moved into your apartment?
I like how quickly you came up with this.
Well, no, because I was thinking about it. I just heard that, and I was thinking there was one time that I went to GameWorks in Grapevine with a friend, and we were coming back to his apartment, and there was a car on the side of the road with fire dripping out of the bottom. I shit you not. And I guess the oil pan somehow caught fire or something was hanging from it. And it started catching fire, and he was on the side of the road. Now, granted, this is in the summer, so the grass on the side of the road was all dry.
Yeah.
So I saw that and, like, hit the brakes and backed up. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, dude, the whole side of the road is about to catch on fire. So we run out there, and he's, like, on the phone trying to call people. And I ran over there, and my uncle's a fire chief. So the first thing I thought was, like, oh, my God, like, the whole city of Grapevine's going down.
Boosh!
So, like, I ran over there. And I told my friend, I was like, okay, see all this, like, dirt, muddy stuff? Grab that and throw it at the fire, because we have to douse the fire, like, quickly. And he's like, what the fuck? And I was like, just do it! And so, like,
there's no time to slap him!
We're, like, grabbing, like, everything that's on the buildup on the side of the road and throwing it at the fire. And I was telling the guy, I was like, dude,
throwing the dead grass.
I was like, you need to
fire.
Move.
Right. He's like kindling. There's a pile of kindling. He's dead news, old newspaper.
I told the guy, I was like, you need to put your car in neutral. We need to push it. We just need to push it away. From this shit here.
In the middle of traffic.
And no, it was on the side of the road, and it was late at night, so it was actually kind of dangerous. And then, like, I was like, all right, now you want to call the fire department. And then we got back in the car and went back, and I was like, dude, do you have any beer? And, like, we just drove back to his place. And it was so weird because, like, my instincts just kicked in, and I was like, we need to put out that fire, or we're, like, in major trouble.
Wait. So let me just recap this whole thing. You were nice to somebody that you didn't know.
We were in the middle of a conversation.
People sometimes do that. You don't have to.
Like, we were just driving.
No. Eli doesn't do that.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because
I swallowed a fly.
Right.
This wasn't impromptu, but I did something similar where I saw everyone had been backed up on the only exit road. When I lived in Louisville, there's only one way to get off 35 to get into Louisville while they were doing construction. and everyone was backed up for like a half a mile, and everyone's freaking out and honking and going fucking nuts. I finally get to the front of the line and see that a dude's broken down, and everyone's screaming at him and driving around him, but nobody's fucking helping him. So I pull over. I'm like, we're all going to be stuck here anyway. I pull over and block even more traffic and try and help the guy get his car out of the road. And he doesn't speak English. He only speaks Spanish. And I'm like motioning, like, we're going to push your car onto the shoulder. You steer, I'll push. We get his car to the shoulder, and then I pull up onto the shoulder. Everyone drives off, like, screaming and flipping us off. And I'm like, fuck you, assholes. You guys broken down. I give him my phone, and I'm like, do you need to make a call? Need help? The guy makes a call. He's on my phone for, like, 30 minutes. I got calls starting with hola for about 3 months after that.
Awesome.
People were calling for that dude on my phone.
That,
like,
is awesome.
Hola. Roberto? And I'm like, the fuck? Did he tell people they could reach him here? Like, what the hell's going on?
That's
they probably thought he finally got his first phone.
Yeah, he was like, wait, you want it back? Oh, I'm going to have a problem with that.
I want to know what it was going through his mind. He's like, okay, he's telling me he'll sell me his phone for pushing my car. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a great deal.
That's a great deal.
That's a great deal.
Actually, the one other story I have to add to that was it was 9/11. Like the day of 9/11.
And you stopped that
2004
plane.
Is right. What he's talking about right now.
Right. No, it was 9/11, and we were at work, and like nobody worked that day, obviously.
That was such a weird day.
It was such a weird day. Nobody. I didn't work that day. I didn't eat lunch. I didn't eat breakfast. Like, nothing mattered except the events of 9/11.
Being scared, yeah.
So then I'm leaving to go home, and I'm like, man, I don't even know what to do when I get home. Like, I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to whatever. And I feel awful. Everybody feels awful. I got a phone call from my brother saying he's going to go to war, but he doesn't know where the fuck he's going. Like, everything's all fucking weird. I get to the intersection of Alma and Park, right there by the office. And there's a girl whose car is, like, again, also, like, dead. Like, right near the intersection. And the car has the hazards on. And I pull over, and I was like, what's the problem? And she's like, my car's dead. I don't know. It just won't go. Another guy pulled up, and then there's two of us, and we're like, "Okay, you get in the car. We're gonna push you to the gas station."
I thought that's where it was going,
and then just drive over there. So like, we just like pushed this car through the entire intersection all the way down to the service station, and then got her in. And we're like, "Okay, you're gonna be okay. You got a phone or whatever?" She's like, "Yeah, I have a phone. They'll come get me." Blah blah blah. And I was like, "Ah, you know, at least I did something right on this day." And I walk back to my car and realize I haven't eaten all day. I got really lightheaded and then started getting all wobbly, and I was like, oh shit, this wasn't a good idea. Like, milk was a bad idea. And I had
3 gallons of milk.
I actually had to go to the grocery store and buy like fruit and apples because I was like, need food. I'm like, yeah, I have nothing in me. And
Osama! Look what you did to me!
Wow. Okay.
I was like, you won, terrorists.
Yeah, terrorists won, Eli
you
won.
You remember the time that I stole over and you had to push my truck out of the intersection?
Has anybody ever done anything that, like, saved the day besides
that? Yeah, I changed Josh's fucking mammoth tire.
Yeah, there was that one time.
I did that for my boss one time, and I regretted it to this day. He stood there so and watched me change a tire on a car bigger than yours. It was a...
It was an 18-wheeler?
No, it was an Infiniti, like, 9-passenger SUV.
Oh, that is actually, the Infiniti is the same, they share the same body.
Yeah, but
okay, great. Now
it was
we're
a
just,
QX56 or yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
And I changed that fucking
Apples,
monster
oranges,
by myself,
whatever.
And he watched me.
Yeah, Josh did the same thing.
People were worried.
I was sick.
You were not sick.
He was
you
Josh.
Didn't know how to change the
I
tire.
I wasn't feeling well, and
Josh is looking for a button that changes the tires under the seat.
I was like, is there... I know all I paid right, extra for
next
this package.
One.
Like, what?
Next one. This is from a new commenter, possibly, or someone whose name I don't recognize. Bet Soba says, who would play you in Sharksplode, the Hijinks Ensue movie? Who would play you?
Tom Cruise is going to play you.
Really? Can it be Ben Stiller playing Tom Cruise playing me?
No, it can be Tom Cruise being directed by Ben Stiller playing you.
Okay, I can
That's
see.
That's pretty good.
I can see.
That's pretty good.
Josh would be...
Oh, Eli, we wanted Danny Trejo.
No. Oh, yeah.
He's too old, though.
Nope. Danny Trejo as a vampire, as Eli.
What?
No, that's right.
Still wielding a machete.
Yes.
Right.
Always.
Exactly.
And a working chainsaw.
No, I want it to be. I want to be a Dama, or I want a Dama to play me. Like all Dama. you guys are all young, and then it's like, hey guys, I'm here.
I'm gonna have to go to Taco Bell before I get there for the podcast.
They're like, man, you really got old. I know.
I know. Shut up.
It was all those years of math.
There's
what?
These, stand this, and deliver.
This is a joke from before that never makes any sense.
Yeah, that's.
He thinks Adama teaches calculus to inner city kids. It's not funny.
But he did. That happened.
Denise, can I say Biling?
Lucy Liu?
Trying to think of the most offensive Asian.
We can do Biling and Lucy Liu to cover both of them. That's
Or just some Siamese twins, actually, from Siam.
From Siam.
Wow.
From Siam.
Yeah, the place that's still
from
called
the Kingdom of Siam.
Yeah.
If you please.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where is that still around?
No, sure.
Is that like Myanmar or Burma?
You would
or whatever?
Know it as Myanmar.
Burma.
It's like Prussia.
Oh my God, Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
Somebody said Jackie Chan.
Winner. Winner. Infinite winner. That means Owen Wilson has to be Nikki. The worst team up ever.
Blonde moppy wig.
You know, actually, Chris Tucker could also fill in for that.
That's true.
Actually, it just alternates between the two every scene, but nobody acknowledges
it. Philip
Seymour Hoffman would be Josh. But with a shaved head.
Talking like Truman Capote.
That's perfect.
I'm going to be late for the podcast. I'm going to go film a gay porno.
How about Eddie Murphy as all of us in different suits?
Oh, God, that sounds like a terrible idea.
All right. Next question. He actually follows that up with something a little bit interesting. Let's blow through this. The last couple of casts have been involved in international politics and whatnot. Do you guys feel that we, Europeans, should have a say in the U.S. elections? Drom follows it up, and then I could almost take that as you keep doing it wrong, so we need to help you, maybe? Drom says, I don't think you should get to vote, but I also don't think we should be doing all the shit we're doing to fuck with people around the world, so it's anyone's call. I don't think Europe should have any say in who the U.S. president is, but I also don't think our current electoral system works at all, so...
I'd go either way.
If there was a way that, like, an unhackable online voting system where every single person of age in America got to cast one vote, and then they were tallied, and the person with the most votes won...
Isn't that what American Idol is?
Yes. Except you can vote as many times
text
as
you
want.
Text your vote to
Oldie McOld or Kick-Ass Black Man.
For Smooth B... Smooth Obama.
Smooth Jams B.
For Smooth Jams B, text... Smooth to #777 on your AT&T wireless phone.
And for Crotchety McOldium Old, text Crotchety.
For Crackled McCrotch, tackled Cracklins.
Tackled?
Cracklins?
Tackle. Text Crotchins to AT&T. That's it. We should adopt, and you should be able to vote as many times as you want.
Right.
If you're more enthusiastic about your candidate.
Standard texting terms.
Crest
it's
out.
Like $17.95 per text.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh, that's the way to do it. Make
that's
it
how you fix the deficit.
Well,
you have to pay to vote.
Yeah, that's how you keep the all those Democrats down south.
Oh,
voting.
My God. You should have
Democrats?
To take...
I was talking about black people.
You should have to take an IQ test before you can vote, though. Just saying. Joey Jojo. Wasn't he in New Kids on the Block? Says, Philly checking in. Kudos to you in the last cast for mentioning how one is supposed to properly order a cheesesteak. By the way, the purported originators of the Philly cheesesteak, Pat's and Geno's, those were the people I couldn't think of, often rank towards the bottom in the annual ratings. His favorite is Jim's on South Street, but I digress. Question, why aren't you guys developing some sort of the podcast bits into a treatment for a comedy show? Perhaps you are, I don't know. This is it. I mean, this is the show.
Besides, we could never be on network TV.
Yeah, right. God, no.
Right.
There'd
no,
be nothing
public
funny.
Access. Public access.
Yeah. Oh, we should do that. How do you do that?
I think it's like $5.
We already can reach more people than public access.
I know, but this would be so much better.
It'd be for the memories. It'd be for hijinks, maybe.
No, you know what I would do?
We could end up on
We could never be on Network TV. Festival. No, we could be on a video podcasting network. We could be on Revision 3
or
any of those people.
Boring. No, I want to be. I want it to be an episode.
Shut up!
I want to be on an episode of like Sunny in Philadelphia with the guy in the underwear.
Oh God!
Or the guy in the diaper.
Oh, Dancing Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disco Baby.
And that's it. Like I want to be on the air with that guy.
Okay. Shut up. Sean mentions Little Big Planet being recalled for. Two lines of verse from the Quran being spoken in a sample of a song. Shut the fuck up. Release the game. Stop being pussy dickweeds.
Wait, why do you care? You're never.
That is just retarded.
I was like, you're one, it's fucking stupid. You're never going to play that game.
No, of course
ever.
Not, but I know things.
That doesn't affect you.
I have opinions.
And they must be expressed.
I don't have gay sex, but I can talk about your movie. The thing of the day. I mean, come on.
I loved your movie.
Seriously, though, I wish I could quit you.
But you can't.
I can't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Do you developers have any informed opinions on that?
Not really, no.
You never have anything. You're like, fuck it. Sucks.
I like the podcast separated from my job.
Oh, okay. That's true, though. Every time we talk about video games, you're like, no, it doesn't work that way. Shut up. Next question.
Wrong.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take that as you guys don't give a shit. So
dumb and stupid, and there's nothing that can be done about it.
But it was a commercial song. It's like, it's not like they're banning the song. I mean, that's just, whatever.
The game had already shipped. It was already in stores.
Mohammed is going to be the new character on Hijinksu.
Oh, will you? That's one way to get some hits on
starting
your
page.
I'm not going to be here for the next podcast or the next couple.
Okay, just saying. Drawing him as a cartoon.
I'll still be here.
I hear they like that.
What, like in full vest, armor?
He'll be in a Pope-mobile. Josh will be in a glass Pope-mobile. Hello!
Yeah,
I'm
going
to. What was the question?
I'm going to be in a Pope Segway. Just like.
I need to go take a shit.
I like a double banana, two sticks, double chocolate nuts. I call that a Job. Let's move on. Jillian says, with the recent success of dung heap movies like Beverly Hills Chihuahua, do you think Hollywood is going to begin? This is the part of the question I like. Do you think Hollywood is going to begin a downward spiral of making nothing but shit movies? Or is this just an ebb in the general flow? Begin?
This is business as usual.
Yeah, I mean, this is just par for the course.
Yeah, ever since Turner and Hooch.
What? Shut up.
Tango
I love
and
that
Cash.
Movie.
What, Tango and Cash didn't have a dog?
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh.
It, what? You know, Lassie. It's just been all downhill for some time.
Benji.
Yeah.
The last 10 years.
Ruined it for
everybody. Or Cop and a Dog or whatever. Was it Dog? The one with Chuck Norris?
What?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. There was one with Chuck Norris.
K-9 Cop?
K-9. Yes. No, that was different.
Oh, yeah.
Or K-9, which was
different. No, K-9 is one with John Belushi.
Yeah, John Belushi.
And then
isn't
there one with Tom
Jim
Hanks?
Belushi.
What? Wait,
isn't there one with Tom
Jim
Hanks?
Belushi.
Saving Private Ryan.
Turner Hooch. Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Hooch.
Right.
We gotta save that dog. 18 soldiers die to save a Great Dane in the middle of a battlefield.
Right. Yeah. And the dogs are all old at the end in a wheelchair.
Are they fighting against like Nazi dogs? Is it like a Nazi dog that slowly stabs the American dude through the chest? I'm like, sure.
And they're goose stepping.
So what are we talking about? This is like whenever we were making fun of Nancy Reagan during lunch. This has just gone
Isn't
off.
Isn't there like a guy who taught his dog how to do like the Nazi salute?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Best dog ever. Jesus.
He would like say "Sieg Heil." And
did
the
he
dog
attack
would,
Jews on sight?
I don't
what?
Think so.
Yikes.
My sweet.
Yeah, Hollywood only makes shitty movies because stupid people keep seeing them. Stop going to see stupid movies, stupid people.
Hey, then, Pulse 2 is coming out, Joel. You want to go?
Hey, I would rather die. I would rather go see the movie you filmed last weekend. than Z-Pulse 2. As a matter of fact, I can verify 100% I would have more fun watching fucking Bareback Mountain than Pulse 2.
Bareback.
It's Jesus safe sex Christ. Only. It's responsible pornography. Oh, okay.
Well, then it's not interesting.
It's all tasteful.
It's artistic.
Yeah, totally.
It's artistic, anonymous ass fucking in bathrooms.
Well, no, they knew each other's names.
That's true.
And it wasn't in a bathroom.
That would be gross.
Yes, we think movies are going to continue to be shitty for quite some time.
Yeah, people need to stop paying.
And then there'll be like badass independent movies that come out every so often.
Every time a movie... Okay, when I used to have a job, every time a movie would come out that I would be like... If I were at this table, we would be like, did you see that trailer? Oh my God, it looks terrible. The next day at work would be like, I can't wait to go see insert shitty premise movie
right
here.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome. It looks so easy to laugh at.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't imagine I'd have to think about that.
But he's a plumber and he's running for president?
What? President Plumber Face? That doesn't make any sense. So.
It's like a monkey for vice president. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Monkey waiters.
Well, it was the monkey that came down from space. It's the NASA monkey.
Right.
Right. That's the only way he was qualified.
Yeah. We got some links here, if anybody wants to pull these up.
Post.
From Melkor.
2 hours.
Whatever. They're My Little Ponies as the
oh
alien and
that
Boba Fett.
Awesome!
And Boba Fett.
That is incredible.
It's actually pretty fucking cool. Look at that. I mean, I don't know why you'd ever do that, but it's pretty cool.
Wow, that is rad.
It's pretty cool. I don't know why I like it, but I do.
I love My Little
Alien. So anyway, My Little Alien. Check that out. Links are in the thing.
My Little Alien. My Little Alien.
That is kick ass. The alien one is awesome.
And that's it. That's all we have for the show. Oh, we're 2 hours even, too.
No,
we need to stop.
We're stopping with me singing the My Little Pony song. That's
great. Did you sing it?
Did you miss it?
I guess.
I'm not doing it again.
I'll just copy
You'll
it and paste it.
You'll hear it later.
Okay.
I like the movie.
We're
where
done.
They had a house.
What?
Oh, are we done?
Oh,
we're done.
I have no idea.
Guys, we're done.
Can watch it?
Guys.
House?
We're done.
You have a My Little Pony house.
Shouldn't they have a My Little Pony stable?
What? No.
What are they
no
like, make pancakes and do the dishes and shit?
Probably.
With their hooves?
I remember. They don't have hooves.
Hi, Jinx Zoo Podcast number 33.
They're a little Gumby.
Yeah, Gumby.
Coming to a close. If you're joining us here in the chat, live on Ustream.tv, thanks for hanging out. If you are subscribing to The Vault at vault.hijinksu.com, where you can get your desktop wallpapers, your behind-the-scenes Hijinksu art, early comics and early sketches, and whatnot, you can also get the post-show that we'll be recording now-ish.
Sure.
Also, check out the forum at hijinksu.com/forum. If you are looking for lots of like-minded geeks to have intelligent geek discourse with, there's a thread for pretty much every good show and or other topic out there. hijinksu.com/forum. And we're done.
Bye, suckers.
Thank you to guest Nikki.
Thank you.
For being here. And for putting up with my feverish hatred.
I try.
Towards all things that aren't like me. Thank you to the studio audience. Live here at Hijinksu Studios.
Hijinksu was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
Good dog.